9 minutes till Rough Riders Baseball. 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 That's Texas, home of George Strait the King. Ain't no such thing as chili with beans. That's Texas, hard as a flat top griddle. Ain't got a band if you ain't got a fiddle. That's Texas, with a capital T. If I can't go to heaven, I got a plan B. And that's Texas, yeah, that's Texas. Them two-step queens will bring you to your knees. Yeah, buddy, God sure blessed them. There's 50 states, but at the end of the day, there's one that you don't mess with. That's Texas, home of Robert Earl Keen. Ain't no such thing as chili with beans. That's Texas, hot as a flat top griddle. Ain't got a band if you ain't got a fiddle. That's Texas, with a capital T. If I can't go to heaven, I got a plan B. And that's Texas, yeah, that's Texas. Tell them about it, boys. just 4 minutes till Rough Riders Baseball. Tell Rough Riders Baseball.
Thirsty, trying to choose. I mean, I know I'm critical. My nitty bag, my kitty boots. I got the juice, I got the juice.
Channel, Chatham's on. Foolies glad I'm home. Even my haters kinda glad I'm on. Rest in peace to my vagabond. Rapper, song, singer, suspended, subpoenaed from misdemeanors. Dreamer, held back, sex, Loki still a deer. And I still shake a bull squat. Praying for my broke, got city on the come up. Shot that fucking Sosa. Shot my fucking fat trail. Shot my fucking Joseph. Playing Buenos Aires while they sleeping Buenos Noches. Wonder if I wrote this. Cause it's so crisp. The most broken gold stock broker when I solstice. I could win an Oscar. Russian accent Husky. Acid addict Rossi.
Rough Riders Baseball is just 2 minutes away.
Hey, I hear the voice of a preacher from the back room. Calling my name and I follow just to find you. I trace the faith to a broken down television and put on the weather. Then I've trained myself to give up on the past, cause I've frozen time between hearses and caskets. Lost control when I panicked at the acid test. I wanna get better.
One minute left till Rough Riders Baseball. Just 30 more seconds.
It's time for the Rough Riders pregame show on the Rough Riders Baseball Network, featuring interviews with players and coaches, a look around the Texas League, and a closer look at today's game. Let's head out to the ballpark, and here's your host, Zach Bigley.
Hello and welcome back. Hi atop Riders Field. It's game two in this six-game series between the Tulsa Drillers, the Dodgers AA affiliate, and the Rangers AA affiliate. The Frisco Rough Riders. The Riders coming off of a shutout win last night, winning 5-0, using three homers to get there. They improved to 13-9 and 57-34 overall in the season. Alongside the voice of the Riders, Luke Maley with you here on the pregame show. Should be an exciting matchup. It's Orlando Ortiz-Mayer getting the ball For the Drillers, he's 4-5 with a 5.31 ERA across 16 games this year. 16 of those starts. The 26-year-old, originally from Puerto Rico, moved to Miami before signing to play at Kansas City, Kansas Community College, then transferring to Troy after two seasons there, and then ultimately signed with the Dodgers organization. He is a guy that's pitched here in Frisco once before. Back on August 19th, he was the winning pitcher against the Rough Riders, going 5 1/3 innings of 7-hit baseball, giving up 3 earned runs with 5 strikeouts and a walk. That came last year on August 19th. And he's had a great month of July. He's 1-1 with a 0.75 ERA across 2 appearances. The last of those was a 5-inning relief outing in which he took home the loss after giving up just 1 run on 7 hits, 4 walks, and 3 strikeouts. That was against Corpus Christi back on the 12th, so 12 days ago. He's gone a total of 12 innings, giving up just 1 earned run with 10 strikeouts in those 2 outings in July. Against them today will be another right-hander in Dane Acker. Acker 3-4 with a 3.88 ERA. The 25-year-old from College Station, Texas, attacks with a fastball, curveball, slider, and changeup mix. Acker originally selected in the 4th round of the COVID-shortened draft in 2020 by the Oakland A's. He was then acquired by the Rangers organization via a trade back in February of 2021. And it was a pretty big trade, one that featured the names of Elvis Andrews and Jonah Heim, the current catcher for the Rangers. So Dane Acker gets the ball, looking to build off of what he's done as of late. Been trying to go deeper in ball games, and he's had some success in doing that over the past 4 or 5 outings. So Acker getting the ball today for the Rough Riders, trying to make it a 2-0 advantage in the series and keep this scoreless streak rolling for the Rough Riders staff. Should be a lot of fun. Game 2 of this 6-game set just around the corner. When we come back on the Riders Baseball Network, you'll hear from Rough Riders catcher tonight, Scott Capers.
The Frisco Rough Riders provide the best night out for you and your groups. Whether it's a fun night out with some friends or a company outing, spend your night with us for some great food and baseball. Don't miss your opportunity. Call 972-334-1993 or visit us online at ridersbaseball.com to learn more about all our offers and flexible payment methods. Never miss a second of the Riders Baseball excitement. Let's ride.
On Friday nights, the stars won't be the only things big and bright in North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for post-game fireworks every Friday as well as Sundays beginning May 26th. After the game, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
Put yourself in the game at your next Riders outing in the InTouch Home Run Terrace, located above the left field wall. This covered seating area is a great option to enjoy the covered comfort of a ball game for your entire group. Watch out for the long ball.
Ball still carrying, and it's gone!
Grab your spot while they're available at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Back in the Riders pregame show on the Riders Baseball Network, we're now joined by Rough Riders catcher tonight, Scott Capers. Scott, first of all, thanks for taking the time. And let's go back to the first half. This team able to have a pretty big celebration, punching the ticket to the postseason. You've been a part of some cool postseason runs here in Frisco. Talk to me a little bit about what 2022 was like for you.
Just a good group of guys, just like this team we have here. Everybody's working hard and ready to win games, and that's what we come here to do. And, you know, this season we have a tight-knit group, and our staff is, you know, unbelievable, and we're ready to get after it again for the second half and hopefully win another half, even though, you know, coming, I guess, first, but we'll see what happens.
Exactly right. Well, you go back to 2022. Do you see any comparisons between the clubhouse, between that championship season and this year?
Yeah, it's pretty similar. I mean, everybody comes to the field hungry and ready to get after it. Los, you know, as a manager, keeps us on our toes and likes to talk about the game, and we've been learning a lot, and I think that's what's been keeping us apart from other teams. We just understand the game a little better, I think.
Well, there's a moment back in 2022 in the championship series that you were a pretty big part of. I'm sure that one specific game comes to mind, a two-homer game for you in that championship series. What was that feeling like?
It was unbelievable. I mean, honestly, it's just we play so many baseball games that it kind of just blends. But, you know, it was a special moment, and I'm hoping to have a couple more special moments in the future. So really haven't put too much thought on it. Just another baseball game, having fun with the boys.
Love it. Chatting with Rough Riders catcher Scott Capers here on the pregame show. And, Scott, this year I've been in and out of the lineup. Game number 10 tonight for you in the lineup. How have you been able to keep yourself prepared to be in the lineup on any given day?
I've been catching a lot of bullpens. And Kavika, our catching coach, he's unbelievable. He's been keeping up with me and making sure I, you know, get all the stuff I need to work on in. And then Brett's been an unbelievable coach for me, too. He's been helping me, you know, stay ready with my legs, running bases, you know, everything I can do to – get in the game and still, you know, help the team win. So that's all I'm trying to do.
I love it. Scott, you tonight are going to catch Dane Acker, a guy that you're very familiar with. Talk to me a little bit about what you've seen from Dane over the course of this year.
I've seen a lot. Dane comes with a big fastball. It's got a lot of vert on it. A lot of people usually miss underneath it. Hopefully tonight we can, you know, get to the fastball up to the top of the zone and get a lot of swing and misses. We're going to obviously – he's got a new pitch, the slider. He's been playing with it a little more and hopefully, you know, uses that and it works out.
Well, when you look at the rotation, both the bullpen and the starting rotation, it's been phenomenal this year, coming off of a shutout win last night. What's been the key for these guys this year? You know, you're behind the plate and understand them a little more than the average person or the average teammate, but what have you seen as the key to their success?
John Goble's been working with them all, and I feel like we have a really good understanding of what we're trying to do here. All of our pitchers are coming to the field working hard, you know, getting their work in and making sure that they're ready to pitch. Thinking about the 2022 season, we had a good pen that year, but I think this year we have probably the best pen I've seen, you know, in all my years of playing professional baseball. So I think really it comes down to our staff just making sure our pitchers are ready, prepared, and getting after it.
When you look at it from an overall stuff standpoint, who or any specific pitches really stand out from certain guys?
No, honestly, everybody's pretty good. Ricky DeVito's got a really good curveball. It's probably the best I've seen in a while. Let's see. We got, Hales. He's new here. He's been really good. His fastball, he throws at a weird angle, comes out with a little run ride. And I don't know. I feel like all of our pitchers have really good stuff. T.O., Tyler Owens, he's been coming out electric, and he throws 100 miles an hour. Everyone's just been doing really well, and I feel like as long as we keep working hard and getting after it, you know, and staying on plan, we're gonna keep winning.
Scott, thanks so much. Appreciate the time, and good luck tonight.
No problem. Thank you.
That's Scott Capers here on the pregame show. We'll step aside, and when we come back, we'll get you those starting lineups for the second game of the six-game series against the Tulsa Drillers.
The best deal in the Metroplex is back. Every Thursday home game at Riders Field is Rowdy at the River, presented by Twisted Tea and Thirsty Thursday. Fans 21 and up can purchase a Rowdy at the River ticket and enjoy the party at the Lazy River for just $25. With a live DJ, $2 Twisted Tea, Truly in Drafts, and even more drink specials in the Seating Bowl. Join the party at the ballpark every Thursday by booking your tickets now at RidersBaseball.com or by calling 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
At Riders Field, Sundays are for the kids. Every Sunday, home Rough Riders game means kid-friendly themes, inflatables, and games. There's no better place in the Metroplex to spend a Sunday than with the Riders Kids Sunday Fun Days presented by Raising Cane's. For tickets and information, visit RidersBaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Hi, it's Ben Anderson thanking all Rough Riders fans for your support. Let's ride.
Just about 5 minutes until first pitch of game two of this six-game set between the Tulsa Drillers, the Dodgers affiliate, and the Rangers-affiliated Frisco Rough Riders. Mention the starting pitching matchups for Tulsa. It is Orlando Ortiz Mayer, and it's Dane Acker on the bump, the right-hander going for the Rough Riders. Let's meet the lineup for the Drillers that Acker will face here tonight. It's Alex Freeland leading things off. He'll play shortstop. The third baseman, Taylor Young, bats second. Dalton Rushing, who exited last night with an injury, back in at the three spot. He's the designated hitter tonight. Damon Keith will roam right field. He's in the cleanup spot. Batting fifth behind him is the first baseman, Griffin Lockwood Powell. Jose Ramos will roam in center field and bat sixth for Tulsa. Behind him, Brendan Davis, the third baseman, batting seventh. And batting eighth is the catcher, J. Daner Fernandez. And rounding things out for the Drillers is Bubba Aline, the left fielder. Again, for the Drillers, it is Freeland Young rushing. Keith Lockwood Powell Ramos, Davis Fernandez, and Aline. For the home team, the Rough Riders coming off of a 5-0 win last night. They go as follows under manager Carlos Cardoza. Liam Hicks, after a night off, is in the leadoff spot and the designated hitter. Behind him, Max Acosta, the second baseman, bats second. Josh Hatcher will man the one bag and bat third. In the cleanup spot is the third baseman, Cody Freeman, followed by the right fielder, Abimelech Ortiz. Aaron Zavala bats sixth and will play left field. Rainier Chavez, the shortstop, batting seventh, and batting eighth is the center fielder, Hazel Cepeda. Scott Capers in the lineup for the 10th time this year. You heard from him in the pregame show. He's the catcher and rounds things out for the Rough Riders. Again, Frisco will go as follows. It is Hicks, Acosta, Hatcher, Freeman, Ortiz, Zavala, Chavez, Cepeda, and Capers. Should be a lot of fun. The Rough Riders coming off their eighth shutout of the season last night. They won it 5-0 to improve to 57-34 overall on the year, and their 13-9 record is second to only the Midland Rockhounds and the Texas League South here in the second half. Should be a lot of fun. First pitch coming up when we come back. Zach Bigley rejoins us and takes us there to first pitch on the Riders Baseball Network.
Dodge the summer heat with our air-conditioned suites at Riders Field. Entertain clients, celebrate special events, or simply enjoy a ball game with friends and family. The suite life is a perfect way to enjoy your next game at Riders Field. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
On Saturdays in Frisco, the Rough Riders won't be the only ones rounding the bases.
Gets rid of the helmet around third. He's getting waved home. Here comes the throw. He's safe.
After every Saturday home game, kids can run the bases for free, presented by Raising Cane's. Run the bases just like the Rough Riders do all season long, every Saturday at Riders Field. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Join us for a night about nothing on Sunday, July 28th. Yes, you heard that correctly, but don't get it confused. Unlike George and Jerry, we have a plan. Giddy up to Riders Field for a night about nothing featuring an appearance from John O'Hurley, who played Jay Peterman on the show Seinfeld. Enjoy a night filled with Seinfeld-themed games and stay after for a post-game fireworks show. Get your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Fun is on deck when you bring your group outing to the dugout deck at Riders Field. Located on the first base side of the stadium, the Dugout Deck provides your group with a great view of the game and all-you-can-eat food, beer, and wine from the Founders Express concession stand. Visit ridersbaseball.com/groups for more.
Need help planning your upcoming group gathering? Treat everyone in your party to premium or bullpen seating options under the North Texas sky at Riders Field. With tickets starting at as low as $12, call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
Josh Hatcher, a three-run walk-off homer.
Dives and he made the grab.
He makes the diving catch and the Riders win.
Now it's time for another presentation of Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
If it stays fair, there's no doubt about it. Over the lazy river.
Gone!
The Riders have come storming back.
It's out of here!
The Frisco Rough Riders are the 2022 Texas League champions and a proud AA affiliate of the world champion Texas Rangers.
Good night! And it's gone! The 2022 Frisco Rough Riders are Texas League champions!
Oh my goodness!
What a play!
Oh baby, what a night!
Now, let's head out to the ballpark for today's game. Here's Zach Bigley and Luke Maley.
On a beautiful Wednesday night, the Frisco Rough Riders turn to Dane Acker for Game 2 between the Rough Riders and the Tulsa Drillers. Hi everybody, and welcome into Riders Field. It's the College Station Texas native Dane Acker who takes the mound for the Riders. After Frisco won last night 5-0, they look for another strong pitching performance on the mound. It was their eighth shutout of the season last night,
tied for the second most in the Texas League this season. Midland has 10, and they lead the league. Today, the Rough Riders turn to Dane Acker, and Acker has been good on the season this year, but he faces the best offensive team in the Texas League in the Tulsa Drillers. Alex Freeland leads it off, then Taylor Young and Dalton Rushing to follow. So we should have what really on paper looks to be a great ball game, and hopefully it'll play out that way. And the Rough Riders hoping for a similar finish to yesterday, hitting three homers in their 5-0 win. Acker looking for a bounce-back start. He allowed four runs, three of them earned, over 3 2/3 innings his last time out against Northwest Arkansas. First pitch on the way is up and outside. It's 1-0. We're underway. 1 minute tardy, 7:06 in the p.m. here in Frisco, Texas. It's an 88-degree day, 89 with the feels like, just a little bit of humidity. 1-0. That one's ripped out to right field, sending Ortiz back. He's at the warning track, reaches up, and he hauls it in just before softly crashing into the fence. Good first step and good play for Abimelech Ortiz out in straightaway right field, going back on the ball. He catches it. There's one away. Ortiz is your right fielder today as we introduce you to the rest of the defense behind Dane Acker today. It's Jesus Cepeda in center and Aaron Zavala in left field. Along the infield, left to right, Cody Freeman as third base, Franer Chavez at short, Max Acosta at second, and Josh Hatcher at first base. First pitch to Taylor Young is low and outside. It's 1-0. Scott Capers does the catching today, catching Acker for the fourth time this season. Rough Riders are looking for their first win in those games, and these two have been the battery mates. 1-0, up and away, and it's 2-0 on Young, who went 1-for-4 with a double in the opener yesterday. Acker allowed those four runs and 3 2/3 against Northwest Arkansas here at home in his only start in July so far. He looks over the top of his glove in the 2-0. And on the inside corner, a strike. That's with a slider, and it's 2-1. When Winston Santos came up from High A Hickory, it was Dane Acker who was chosen to miss a start. There's nothing wrong. The 2-1. In the air out to right field, pushing Ortiz back again. He flips around, and he's under it, just shy of the warning track to squeeze. Two away. Nothing wrong with Dane Acker. Just wanted to give him a little bit of rest because he was the opening day starter and had made all of his starts the entire season. He makes his 15th start today, a 3.88 ERA. Coming off at the time his worst start of the season against Corpus Christi. First pitch to Dalton Rushing. Inside corner is striking. It's 0-1. It allowed seven runs, six of them earned on four home runs against the Hooks on June 29th. 0-1 offering to the designated hitter. He takes low and outside. 1-1. No score. Bottom one. Bases clear. Two down. Good to see Dalton Rushing back in the lineup today after he took a backswing from Aaron Zavala off the top of his helmet when he was catching yesterday and had to exit the ballgame. 1-1. He takes up high, and it's 2-1. So he's back in there and supposedly will be all right going forward with no concussion. It's a worry for him because he was under concussion protocol last year, missing some time. 2-1. Chopped at the plate, 2-2. Foul ball. Rushing only had one at-bat yesterday before leaving, grounding out to first in the first inning. He's the number one prospect in the Dodgers organization, an organization that continues to be very loaded with talent, though maybe a little bit on the downswing now with a lot of their young talent up at the major league level right now. Acker squares his shoulders to the third base dugout, home of the Riders, and the 2-2. Up high, missing with a fastball at 95 miles an hour. It's 3-2. It's a matchup today of the Riders with the best record in AA and the best home record in all of minor league baseball at 32-13. Tulsa, two games over 500 at 46-44. They're 12-9 in the second half. 3-2. That's low and outside, missing with a changeup for ball four. And he walks Dalton Rushing. Runner aboard with two outs for Damon Keith. this Tulsa team is one that you have to watch out for in the second half of play. They were the best offensive team in the league in the first half, and they still are numbers-wise, though they've taken some hits. Offering home. That fits on the outside half of the plate. 95-mile-an-hour fastball. It's 0-1. They currently trail the Springfield Cardinals by 1.5 games in the north, though Springfield won the first half, and so you don't have to worry about them making the playoffs ahead of them. The pitch is inside. It's 1-1, missing with a changeup there for Acker. Four-pitch mix for the right-hander Acker. He'll go fastball, curveball, slider, and change, with the slider being a new pitch this year. It's come along quite well. He readies and brings it. Swing and a miss. Good changeup. 1-2. Acker about to offer his 16th pitch of the first inning. That's been a point of emphasis for him, is to be more efficient with his pitches. Rushing leads from first after walking. The offering home. Swing and a miss. Got him. Turns to the slider, and Dane Acker picks up his first strikeout. It's a scoreless first inning for the Riders' right-hander. No runs, hits, errors. Nobody left on base. Bottom one coming up. Tulsa nothing. Riders to the plate next on the Riders Baseball Network.
That sound is money. And at Alpha and Omega, we understand that silence is not golden in the construction industry. With new and used low-cost construction and warehouse equipment, flexible financing options, and expert mobile service technicians, Alpha and Omega Equipment Sales and Rental will keep your business sounding like money all year long. Call today at 469-444-8323 to get a quote on your new machine.
My dad is a proud girl dad. Right, Dad?
Yep.
And he knows Girl Scouts is more than just cookies.
It is.
It's a place where I fit in, where I can be my crazy self, and my friends get me. Right, Dad?
Yes.
And Dad likes it because I'm getting more confident every year. Right, Dad?
You sure are.
So, if you're a girl, Dad, check it out.
It's a real home run.
Dad, join Girl Scouts at gsnetx.org/roughriders.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
Hey, this is Josh Atcher, and you're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball.
And at the bottom of the first inning, the Rough Riders on offense with Liam Hicks, Max Acosta, and Josh Atcher in this scoreless frame. Dane Acker with a scoreless top of the first inning himself, and now it's Orlando Ortiz Meyer who makes his second career start against the Rough Riders. Right-hander out of Puerto Rico. Slender. He readies from the stretch. And the offering into Hicks. That fits on the outside corner for a strike. It's 0-1. Hicks, the designated hitter, playing in his 78th game on the season. He played in exactly 77 last year for the Rough Riders. Pitch home. He takes high, and it's 1-1. The Ontario native, a season ago, with pretty similar numbers to what he had this year. Stretch in the offering. That's down and in, and it's 2-1. That is with the exception of a little bit lower on the on-base numbers, but one more homer. OPS about 40 points lower this year than it was a season ago, but still a very productive season for the DH. The pitch. He rifles that one into left field. It lands in for a base hit. Well, Liam Hicks has himself a single to lead things off in the first inning, and Max Acosta stands in for the Riders.
That's a great sign for Liam Hicks. He got a pitch on the outer third and shot it the other way. That's a base hit all day long, and Liam Hicks will take it to open this ball game. But for him, just not trying to do too much. We haven't seen a ton of power from Hicksy this year, but it's gap-to-gap singles and doubles from Hicks, and that's all they need him to do at the top of the card.
So he's aboard, and you have the hottest hitter on the team now at the plate in Max Acosta, who homered yesterday, the first pitch. He swings and lines it softly into right field off the end of the bat. It lands in for a base hit. Hicks up to second base, and the Rough Riders have back-to-back singles against Ortiz Mayer to start it off in this bottom of the first inning. It doesn't always have to be pretty, just off the end of the bat, sinking over the first baseman, Griffin Lockwood Powell. Acosta looked towards the left field where he thought he'd hit it, but it went the opposite way off the end of the bat for a base hit.
Not all hits are made the exact same, Zach, but they all go down the same in the scorebook. For Max Acosta, he'll certainly take it. He's been the hottest hitter for the Rough Riders as of late.
So back-to-back singles begin the bottom half of the first inning. Scoreless ball game here in game two. And now Josh Hatcher, first pitch. A ground ball to the left side. Shortstop Freeland after it. Can't get it. It's into left field. Hicks waved around third. And Aline boots it in left field. It's an RBI single for Josh Hatcher. Three straight singles for the Rough Riders, and Frisco grabs an early 1-0 lead. On three consecutive pitches, the Rough Riders with three base hits. Josh Hatcher collecting the ground ball base hit into left field. Aline couldn't come up with it in left, and so couldn't try to throw home to get Hicks. Here's Cody Freeman. Great start for the Riders. First pitch. Fastball inner edge for a strike. It's 0-1. First pitch in the last three that has been taken and not put in play. Hicks coming in to score the game's first run. It's 1-0 Rough Riders. The pitch. Chopped foul at the plate, and it's 0-2. Ortiz Mayer has had a really good season recently, allowing just one run over his last two starts combined, an 0.75 ERA. And if you go back even further than that, his last six games, a 2.70 ERA. So been really effective. But the Riders ambushing him early. 0-2. Check swing and a foul off the glove of Fernandez, the catcher. And home plate umpire Mickey Smith talking with Fernandez in a little bit of a disagreement. Fernandez trying to convince him that he held on to the ball, and you could hear Mickey Smith saying he dropped it over towards the Tulsa dugout. So not a strikeout. It's still 0-2 on Freeman. With runners at first and second and nobody out in this first inning. Fourth man up to the plate in the first. Pitch home. Freeman takes down in the dirt off the outside corner. And it's one ball and two strikes. Ortiz Mayer coming back to the Drillers for the second consecutive season. A season ago, a 5.79 ERA. This year, a 5.31 ERA. He's really an innings eater. He threw 111 innings last year. 1-2. A slow roller off the fist up the third baseline and foul. And it's one ball and two strikes still on Freeman, just protecting on a two-strike swing with a pitch off the inside corner at 94. He's a sinker-cutter type of pitcher. The cutter is a brand-new pitch for Ortiz Mayer that he developed in the offseason. Sinker probably his best pitch. He'll be in the mid-90s with it. Produces a lot of ground balls. 43% of the balls put in play against him are on the ground. Freeman back in from the right side. Runners at first and second still. 1-2. There's a fly ball off the end of the bat into shallow left field. Down the line and hooking into the seats. A foul ball. And it's still one ball and two strikes on Freeman. Well, the Riders yesterday used the home run ball in their 5-0 win. Three homers tying a season high. It's the third time this season that they've clobbered three homers in a game. They actually went 0-for-4 with runners in scoring position yesterday. In fact, both teams went 0-for with runners in scoring position, but the Riders already are 1-for-1 today. 1-2. Swing and a miss. Freeman strikes out on a slider off the outside corner. I'm sure that was the cutter from Ortiz Mayer, and it's the first out here in the first inning on the strikeout.
That's a really good pitch there. Freeman did a nice job battling in that at-bat. Got to see a lot of the mix from Ortiz Mayer, and because of that, it'll pay dividends the next time Freeman steps into the box. Look for him to do something big next time up.
Saw a lot of pitches there. So now runners at first and second. 1-0 Riders for Abby Ortiz. First pitch, a swing and a miss. Massive rip on the cutter underneath his hands. It's 0-1.
It's been a minute for Abby since he poked one out, but it just feels like this is the type of night where Abimelech Ortiz finds that power swing again. He's been swinging a hot stick, just looking for those power numbers to come back.
It's been over a month since his last homer, June 16th. The pitch, low and outside. It's 1-1. It certainly matches up well for him against Ortiz Mayer, a guy who has really struggled against lefties this season. Lefties are hitting .331 against him with an over 1,000 OPS. 1-1. He swings and cracks it up the middle. It's into center for a base hit. Acosta flying up to third. He gets the stop sign. The throw-in hits the mound and skips over towards the catcher, Fernandez. And now Hatcher is way off of second base, and he scampers back in. So the Rough Riders with the bases loaded on a hot shot single by Abby Ortiz into center field, and the Rough Riders are cooking here in the bottom of the first inning. Aaron Zavala to the plate. That time got a cutter over the heart of the plate, and Abby able to serve it into center field.
That's a tough one defensively for Fernandez behind the plate. As a catcher, you definitely don't want to make an errant throw, but when you have two base runners towards that third base bank, you have to find a way to get it out there. Make a throw, let your defense, the middle infielders, work their magic, see if they can't get Hatcher out. For the Riders, they'll take it. It's a break for them, and they have the bases loaded still with just one out.
And a chance to really blow this game open early on. They have been phenomenal this season in the first inning. They're the best team in the Texas League in batting average and OPS in the first inning. Second most hits in the Texas League in the first inning. Here's Aaron Zavala with the bases loaded. The pitch. Zavala takes in, and it's one ball and no strikes. The Riders do have one grand slam this season. It was from Cooper Johnson. It was at the end of June. Stretch in the pitch. Down and in. Two balls and no strikes on Z.
And Zach Zavala is one of the three players in the lineup tonight for the Rough Riders that have seen Ortiz Mayer. He doubled. He went 1-for-2 back on August 19th of last year. A double would do some good for the Riders here.
A 2-0 is sent high in the air out to shallow left field, down the line. Aline charging towards the line, makes the catch. Acosta tags from third, bluffs home. The throw is way high, but Acosta didn't go down third base far enough. Great job by Ortiz Mayer backing up the play, and the bases remain loaded. Wow, that was eventful. Fly out to left field, no run scores, two outs, and here's Franer Chavez, 1-0 Riders in the first. A play that was probably too shallow for Acosta to realistically score if it were a good throw, but it was a high throw from a lean in left. And Jainer Fernandez had no chance to try and catch that. The catcher, Ortiz Mayer, was backing up the play on the throw. So Acosta still at third, Hatcher still at second, Ortiz at first. Here's Franer Chavez, the switch hitter from the left side. First pitch. He swings, chops it up the first baseline. Lockwood Powell's got it. He takes it to the pillow himself, and he retires the side in the first inning. A run, though, for the Rough Riders on four hits. No errors, and they leave them loaded. We go to the top of the second inning. It's 1-0 Riders. Stick with us. We'll have some special guests when we come back here on the Riders Baseball Network.
Hey fans, are you a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member? Throughout the season, Texas Farm Bureau insurance members get two free tickets to any Rough Riders Sunday home game. All you have to do is show proof of membership at the Riders Field box office to get your free tickets. Visit facebook.com/Texas Farm Bureau Insurance to find out how to become a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member today.
Rhythm Energy is offering the lowest daytime energy rate in Texas with their brand new PowerShift electricity plans. With our ACs about to get a workout all summer long, you can't beat the heat, but you also can't beat the savings Rhythm Energy is offering with PowerShift. Head to rhythmenergy.com/roughriders to learn more and save on electricity.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
Hi, it's Nick Kraut, thanking all Rough Riders fans for your support. Let's ride.
We welcome you back into Riders Field as the Rough Riders have a 1-0 lead and Dane Acker is back to the mound. We have some special guests here in the booth. It's Percy and Katie, our puppet friends from Primrose Schools. Thanks for joining us, guys.
Hi. Thank you for having us.
We're so happy to have you and so excited to have you here at Riders Field. As Dane Acker is ready to go, he faces Griffin Lockwood Powell, and the first pitch is high 1-0. Baseball, are you guys big baseball fans at all?
I love baseball, especially the snacks.
Yeah.
That's why I come to games.
Yes, me too. I love the nachos.
Ooh. So tell me, what's going on with Primrose? I know school's starting up soon. Are you guys excited for school?
Yes, definitely. We get to see all of our friends back in the schools. We can't wait.
Yes, and we missed our teachers, too, so we're so excited.
It's 2-1 here to Lockwood Powell, beginning things in the second inning, joined by our friends Percy and Katie, the puppets from Primrose Schools. There's an offering on the outside corner. It's 2-2. Now, what's your favorite subject in school?
Ooh, mine is art class because I love playing with balls of yarn.
Yeah, I love learning how to count. 1, 2, 3.
And there's a strikeout. Griffin Lockwood Powell down on strikes. One away here in the second inning, and Jose Ramos steps in. How important is it for kids to get early enrollment at Primrose Schools coming up?
Oh, well, I think it's very important because you want to make sure you go to school and learn everything that you can. So, but because I'm just a little cat, I think you have to ask our principal.
That's true.
First pitch is high to Jose Ramos, and it's 1-0. Cats don't go to school, though, right?
Yes, we do. I love going to school.
All kinds of creatures go to school, especially roosters and cats.
You ever get mistaken for anything other than a rooster?
I got called Mr. Chicken earlier.
Yes, he did. It was really funny.
Yeah, I'm not a chicken. I'm a rooster.
A rooster, yeah. That's good. The pitch is high, and it's 2-0 here on Jose Ramos. So, you guys do anything fun this summer?
Ooh, yeah. We had a picnic the other day. It was so much fun, and we have lots of plans for the next few days here in Dallas.
Yes, we are going to the Dallas-Fort Worth Zoo to see some zoo animals tomorrow.
Yeah.
Well, are those guys your friends?
Yeah.
Yes, they are our friends, and hopefully we'll see our friend Libby the Lamb there and Og the Bookworm.
Oh, yeah, and we get to go to a Texas Rangers game, too. Yes,
more baseball.
There's a ground ball out to short. Franier Chavez takes care of Jose Ramos. And there are two outs, and Brandon Davis now. If you guys had to play baseball, what position do you think you'd play?
Ooh, I'd love to be a pitcher. Don't you think these wings could pitch a ball really well?
I think so. I think I would like to play in the outfield because I think I'd be a great catcher.
You sure would.
Thank you. I do it all the time with my balls of yarn.
You throw them, too.
Yes, I do.
Brandon Davis, the former Rough Riders, and he takes up and away. It's 1-0. So you have a lot planned for the next few days here in Dallas-Fort Worth. What else outside of going to the zoo?
Well, we already went to the art museum today, which was one of my favorite things.
Yeah, the art museum was a lot of fun.
We're going to the Arboretum, which is a new, very big word that I just learned.
Yeah, that's a big word. Arboretum.
Arboretum.
Yeah, it'll be a lot of fun. We're having a lot of fun seeing all of Texas.
It's a little hot, though, isn't it?
It sure is.
Yes, it is so hot. I should have brought my little small fan to keep with me.
Yeah, I've been using my feathers to cool myself.
Yeah, you don't have to. The feather's probably a little bit nicer in the warmth than the fur.
It's true.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Brennan Davis fouls it back, and it's 2-2. It's 1-0 Riders here in the second inning. We're joined by Percy and Katie, our puppet friends from Primrose Schools.
Hello.
Enjoying some baseball here on a Wednesday night. Where'd you guys come in from? Did you fly in?
Yeah, I flew in, and Katie flew in on an airplane. And we came from Atlanta, where Primrose headquarters is.
Okay.
It was my very first time on a plane, and it was fantastic.
It was so much fun.
Did you get scared on the plane at all?
Well, there were a few bumps, but I was very brave, just like my friend Percy the Rooster tells me to be.
Yeah, very courageous.
Courageous.
That's kind of my thing. I love being courageous.
And I love being cooperative, and that's why I like baseball, because everyone here plays on a team.
Yeah, it's true. It's nice to work together with your friends toward a common goal. Mm-hmm.
If someone were scared about going on a flight, what would you say to them?
I would tell them to find the courage inside themselves. You know, everyone's a little more courageous than they might think.
And I would say, if you get nervous, just get a little snack. That always makes me feel better.
Yeah, and you're focused on chewing.
That's great. That's Percy and Katie, our friends from Primrose Schools. Thanks for joining us, guys.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you. And play ball.
All right.
I've always wanted to say that.
I've always wanted to say, hey, bada, 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 bada.
That's great. We go to the bottom of the second. 1-0 Riders here on the Riders Baseball Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, baseball fans of all ages, Game Day Men's Health is your premier destination for men's wellness. As we enjoy America's favorite pastime, Game Day Men's Health wants to remind you to prioritize your health and well-being. Are you or your partner feeling fatigued, having trouble focusing, or struggling to maintain a healthy weight? Game Day Men's Health is here to help. Their expert team specializes in testosterone replacement therapy, weight loss programs, erectile dysfunction treatments, and peptide therapy designed to help you tackle life's challenges head on. Visit Game Day Men's Health today and start feeling like an MVP in your own life. Don't wait. Visit GameDayMen'sHealth.com/Rough Riders to schedule your free consultation. Game Day Men's Health, proud partner of the Frisco Rough Riders. Play ball.
At Primrose Schools of Dallas-Fort Worth, we know how to turn a song into a phonics lesson, how to make building with blocks into building friendships, and how to use books to make every child feel like they belong. Because when it comes to early education and care, we believe in balance, in exploring academic skills and life skills, combining purposeful play with nurturing guidance from teachers, and setting children up for success in future classrooms. Learn more about our balanced learning approach at primroseschools.com/DFW.
Need help planning your upcoming group gathering? Treat everyone in your party to premium or bullpen seating options under the North Texas sky at Riders Field. With tickets starting at as low as $12, call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
Now, back to the game on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
It's 1-0. Rough Riders into the bottom of the second inning, and Jesus Cepeda starts it off against Orlando Ortiz Mayer. First pitch is low and away. It's 1-0. Special thanks to our puppet friends from Primrose Schools for stopping by in the top of the second inning. There's the offering in, and that's outside. It's 2 balls and no strikes to Cepeda. The Rough Riders scoring a run in the first on 4 hits, 4 singles for the Rough Riders. Here's the stretch. And the 2-0, there's a pop-up into shallow right center field. Jose Ramos trotting in at a right center, and the center fielder makes the catch right in front of Damon Keith in right field, pulling it away from him 1-0. And Scott Capers stands in now. Well, the Rough Riders with the early lead, and hopefully a little bit more to come in this day on the offensive side against Ortiz Mayer, who looked vulnerable in that first inning. Here's Scott Capers. Pitch home. Popped up. On the infield right side, Ortiz Mayer gives way to his catcher, Fernandez, who makes the grab in foul territory. Quickly, two up and two down, and Liam Hicks stands in the first baseman. He led off the game with a single into left field. Run on four hits for the Riders so far. No runs on no hits. On the other side for Tulsa. The pitch. Strike on the upper edge outside corner. 0-1. Riders have been swinging it a little bit better recently, but that offense stalled. The pitch. Down and in. One ball and one strike in Wichita in the last two games of that series, with Frisco just scoring a combined two runs on 11 hits in the last two games of that set. 1-1 offering. Inside, it hit Hicks. Got him on the right elbow. Two-out hit batter. He's aboard. Rough Riders trying to get a little two-out action going here in the second, up 1-0. The Riders putting up the five runs yesterday on offense on seven hits. Max Acosta in from the right side. Acosta singled into right field to the opposite way back in the first inning on the first pitch he saw. Most aggressive hitter in this lineup, first pitch, and he swings here again at the first pitch and pops it up to the right side. It leaks foul out of play, and it's 0-1. Acosta, the hottest hitter on the team right now, entering into this game, even before that single, hitting .387 over his last eight games. Over 1,000 OPS after the homer yesterday. 0-1. Breaking ball low and away in the dirt. It's one ball and one strike. Pull side shift on the infield for Tulsa behind Ortiz Mayer. The pitch. Chop to the ground, foul. 1-2. Josh Hatcher waiting on deck and part of the lineup that had three straight singles to begin the game. There's the stretch by the right-hander in the 1-2. Popped up on the infield left side. Alex Freeland, the shortstop, under it. And he's there to make the grab to retire the side for the Rough Riders in the second. No runs, hits, errors. One runner left on base. Top three next. Luke Maley will take you with the play-by-play. When we come back, it's 1-0 Riders on the Riders Baseball Network. Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at Olson.com. Olson, engineering possibilities.
As the Texas League schedule comes down the home stretch and the NHL season is just around the corner, the Rough Riders blend them both together on September 5th for Dallas Stars Night. The Riders will be wearing Dallas Stars-themed jerseys, and there will be hockey themes all night long. There's also a great ticket package available. Purchase two tickets for the game, get two Dallas Stars preseason tickets and two co-branded hockey jerseys, all for $59. It's Dallas Stars Night at Riders Field on Thursday, September 5th. Get more information at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
Are you ready for ultra-reliable, ultra-fast award-winning internet and better mobile?
Experience astounding service and savings tailored to your needs, all from Astound. Call 1-800-4-ASTOUND or visit astound.com to get internet for just $20 a month. Add unlimited mobile on one of the nation's largest, most reliable 5G networks free for 12 months. Be astounded and switch today. Restrictions apply. See astound.com for details.
Yeah.
Hi, it's Alex Degody, thanking all Rough Rider fans for your support. Let's ride.
Any bill she can't front her parents pay.
Back high at Top Riders Field, the Rough Riders leading 1-0 over the Drillers. Alongside the voice of the Riders, Zach Bigley, I'm Luke Maley, and it's Dane Acker on the hill for his third frame of work. He goes to work against Janer Fernandez for the first time today. And the first offering rides a bit upstairs, a fastball at 92 for ball one. Janer Fernandez, the catcher here tonight for the Drillers. We saw him make a spectacular play at second base last night. The pitch home. Breaking ball, cut on and missed. Acker went to the curveball and induced a wave and a miss, even at a ball and a strike. Fernandez, the number 27 ranked prospect in the Dodgers organization, and he watches a bit outside and upstairs with a fastball. 2-1 advantage for the right-handed hitting catcher. The story for Fernandez becoming a catcher is a really interesting one. As the right-hander rocks and fires, he lifts one out to deep left field. Zavala trotting back. He's behind it, and he's there to make the grab above his cap. One away in the top of the third. Rough Riders leading 1-0. For Fernandez, he was an infielder and a pitcher for Venezuela's 2015 Little League World Series team. And he switched to finally working behind the plate and became one of the best catching prospects in the international signing class of 2019. As Aline digs in from the left side and leans out of the way of a first pitch fastball for ball one. So they then signed with the Dodgers and then had to wait until 2021 to make his professional debut stateside because of the COVID-19 pandemic. Aline waves and misses at a fastball on the outer third, even at 1-1. It's Aline at the bottom of the card before the order turns over against Dane Acker for the second time through. Offering home, there's another spinner, and it stays up in the zone but called a strike. And Acker hops ahead, ball and two strikes, looking for strikeout number four of the outing already at two in the top of the second. The pitch home, and it just misses upstairs. Slider from Acker, and it stays a bit high. Not exactly where you want to miss with the off-speed pitches, up in the zone. But he got a called strike and then painted the top of the zone there, but Mickey Smith didn't give him the call. The 2-2. Swing and a foul tip back into Capers' mitt, and it is strikeout number four for Dane Acker. The car turns over to Alex Freeland, who flew out to deep right field. Abimelech Ortiz recorded the first two outs of the ballgame for Dane Acker, and the first one off the bat of Alex Freeland, who digs in from the left side, took him all the way back to the wall. First offering from Acker, wave and a miss on a changeup on the outer third. 0-1. Freeland now 1-for-4 in the series with a pair of strikeouts. He's also worked a walk. The 0-1 on its way, and it rides a bit upstairs and inside to the left-handed hitting shortstop. Freeland, the number 12 prospect in the Dodgers organization. Second highest rated on this Drillers roster behind the three-hole hitting DH tonight and Dalton Rushing. There's a check swing foul ball out of play. Off to the left side on an elevated fastball, and Acker hops back ahead, a ball and two strikes. Freeland really known for his defense, specifically his arm. Mentioned last night, suffered a few injuries over his career as breaking ball slips out of Acker's hand and rides well outside and upstairs for ball two, even at 2-2. Mentioned the club foot
born with a club foot. He had to undergo a few surgeries to repair that as he fouls one back off Capers behind the dish, 2-2. And then he went to Central Florida in his sophomore year, broke his hamate bone. But despite that, still became the second highest drafted position player in UCF school history. As Akramis is downstairs, that time with a changeup, and the count runs full, 3-2. Second time through for Dane Acker, with Taylor Young standing on deck. He had the lone extra base hit for the Drillers yesterday, and that's been an area that they've struggled coming out of the All-Star break. Hitting for power for a team that is tied currently for the lead in the Texas League when it comes to home runs. Freeland fouls it back out of play. And the at-bat continues, still at 3-2. Taylor Young, who stands on deck, does have 22 doubles this year, which is tied for second in the league. Right-hander rocks and fires. Taken downstairs, it's ball four. Acker issues the two-out walk, sitting at exactly 50 pitches now. So Taylor Young will make his way to the dish, with Freeland at first after the walk. Second walk drawn by Freeland here in the series. Acker picks over to first, and Freeland back in standing up. Young is 1-for-4, mentioned that double last night. He also struck out and reached on an error in his last trip yesterday evening. Acker again going over to first, and Freeland not fooled, back in standing up yet again. Young has enjoyed a breakout year. Mentioned the doubles numbers. He's also swiped 33 bases in 36 tries. As he watches a called strike over the heart of the plate with a slider from Acker. After back-to-back pickoff attempts, Freeland extends his lead at first, and the 0-1 on its way. Called a strike, a fastball at the top of the zone. A Young behind, nothing in two. And Acker a chance to pick out strikeout number 5 here in just the top of the third. We mentioned time and time again the story for Dane Acker has been how deep can he work in ball games, and that pitch count over 50 already. But he's been good, allowing no hits and just two walks. 0-2, runner goes. Capers pump faked. He held it back on a ball and delivers down, not in time. The coast of the second baseman was there, but Capers popped out of his crouch, began to throw, and then held it up, recollected, and threw down on a one-hop. But it wasn't quite in time. A stolen base for Alex Freeland, his 23rd of the year. 19th at the AA level. Right-hander rocks and fires, and he misses upstairs, that time with a heater. It's even at 2-2. That error that Young reached on last night was a tailor-made double play ball that ended up going down as an E4 on Max Acosta. The pitch home runs just a bit outside. Didn't miss by much. But yet again, Acker will go to work in another 3-2 count. We've seen that so frequently over the course of this year. 3-2 counts and then a couple of foul balls. Acker looking for the put-away pitch. And there's a foul ball back to the screen. An elevated fastball. That's exactly what Scott Capers behind the plate wanted there. Fastball teetering that edge between a strike and a ball at the top of the zone. Pitch that it's tough for a hitter to drive, but also too tight to take. 3-2, the payoff on its way. A breaking ball called strike three. Got him looking. Strikeout number 5 for Dan Acker, his second in the third inning, and he's through 3 scoreless. It's no runs on no hits, no errors, and 1 left on base for the Drillers in the top of the third. Rough Riders 2 up in the bottom half of the third inning. It's the Rough Riders 1, the Drillers nothing on the Riders Baseball Network.
You can save $500 or more a year on electricity with Rhythm Energy's PowerShip. The shift is on, Rough Riders fans, and it's an electricity plan you can cheer for. Rhythm Energy's PowerShift gives you the lowest daytime energy rate in Texas. Talk about out-of-the-park savings. Head to rhythmenergy.com/roughriders to learn more and save on electricity.
That sound is money. And at Alpha and Omega, we understand that silence is not golden in the construction industry. With new and used low-cost construction and warehouse equipment, flexible financing options, and expert mobile service technicians, Alpha and Omega Equipment Sales and Rental will keep your business sounding like money all year long. Call today at 469-444-8323 to get a quote on your new machine.
Ladies and gentlemen, baseball fans of all ages, Game Day Men's Health is your premier destination for men's wellness. As we enjoy America's favorite pastime, Game Day Men's Health wants to remind you to prioritize your health and well-being. Are you or your partner feeling fatigued, having trouble focusing, or struggling to maintain a healthy weight? Game Day Men's Health is here to help. Their expert team specializes in testosterone replacement therapy, weight loss programs, erectile dysfunction treatments, and peptide therapy designed to help you tackle life's challenges head on. Visit Game Day Men's Health today and start feeling like an MVP in your own life. Don't wait. Visit GameDayMen'sHealth.com/Rough Riders to schedule your free consultation. Game Day Men's Health, proud partner of the Frisco Rough Riders. Play ball.
This is Evan Carter, and you're listening to the Riders Baseball Network.
Josh Hatcher for the second time. The lead off the bottom of the third inning. And the first pitch from Ortiz Mayer is called a strike. Right at the top of the strike zone. Hatcher singled and drove in the Rough Riders' lone run to this point. They lead it 1-0 on 4 hits. Dan Acker has held the Drillers without a hit through 3 innings. Hatcher takes upstairs, even at a ball and a strike. Hatcher now hits in 7 consecutive games, including 3 multi-hit games over that span as he chops one foul on the right side. A chance to make that 4 out of 7 games for the multi-hit affair for Josh Hatcher. He's now 12 for his last 26, hitting above 450 over these last 7 games now. He waves and misses, and he's down on strikes. First strikeout for Ortiz Mayer. And in steps Cody Freeman. Freeman struck out in his last at-bat. The second strikeout, for Ortiz Mayer. And Freeman lost that battle after a bunch of foul balls as he watches just off the outer edge for ball one. Right-hander set, high leg kick in the pitch. Runs inside, a 2-0 advantage for Freeman. Cody Freeman has been on a tear. He has racked up hits in 21 of his last 24 games, not including the 0-for-1 tonight. It's a span that features a pair of 9-hit streaks. As he takes downstairs and a bit inside, a 94-mile-an-hour fastball. Freeman in the driver's seat at 3 balls and no strikes. With Abimelech Ortiz standing on deck. Right-hander rocks and fires. That one over the heart of the plate. It was take all the way for Freeman. Called a strike. 3-1, and now we'll have the green light. Freeman, the home run king for the Rough Riders this year with 10 of them. Also leads with 21 doubles. Pitch home is chopped on the ground left side. The shortstop Freeman has it on a charge and delivers over in front of Cody Freeman in time. 6-3 goes to the ground now. And there are two away for Orlando Ortiz Mayer. Here in this bottom of the third, Abimelech Ortiz tries to get something going for the Rough Riders. Ortiz singled in his last trip. As Zach mentioned, the right-hander on the hill has struggled against lefties this year. The offering to Ortiz runs outside. Fastball at 95. Mentioned the drought for Ortiz now at 80 at-bats since the last time he homered. The right-hander rocks. That one chopped on the ground, first base side, but on the foul side of things. Lockwood Powell, the first baseman, there to glove it in foul territory. Abimelech Ortiz last homered on June 16th, and that was part of a back-to-back games with a homer for him. He homered on both the 15th and the 16th. That was against Amarillo. Right-hander rocks and fires and leaves a fastball a bit outside. Ortiz has made a couple of solid plays defensively out in right field here tonight. Now ahead in the count, 2-1. The offering, again missing outside. Ortiz had himself a 5-game hitting streak. It started prior to the All-Star break. He had that snapped in Wichita on Saturday, but he's still been great as of late. And he flipped his bat, and it's a called strike. Looked well below the zone with a fastball. But Ortiz will have to go pick up his weapon and walk back across the plate to get back in the box. Count at full. Ortiz now has recorded hits in 7 of his last 9 games. That includes 4 multi-hit games. He's been seeing the ball well after a tough couple of months. Payoff pitch, foul ball. And Ortiz stays alive. Ortiz entering tonight across 13 games in the month, hitting .298 after a month in June in which he hit just .179. And then if you go back to May, it was .120 for the power-hitting first baseman and right fielder. Another 3-2 wave and a miss, and Ortiz is down on strikes. It's a 1-2-3 inning for Orlando Ortiz Mayer. It features 2 strikeouts. The Riders down in order. No runs, no hits, no errors. Nobody left on base. We have 3 in the books. The Riders out in front of the Drillers, 1-0 on the Riders Baseball Network.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
Our Rough Riders have a new partner, Cacique Foods. The nation's leader in Hispanic cheeses, creams, chorizo, and salsa is honored to call our DFW community home and is now a proud Rough Riders sponsor. With Cacique's authentic ingredients, you can add Mexican tradition and flavor to every meal. For more information about their products, visit caciquefoods.com. Find their delicious products at your favorite local supermarket, and let's cheer on our Rough Riders together. Authentic flavor, real moments. Cacique.
Hey, this is Maximo Acosta, and you're listening to Frisco Road Riders Baseball.
Top of the fourth inning, Rough Riders clinging to a 1-0 advantage. Alongside Zach Bigley, Luke Mealy with you here on the Riders Baseball Network. It's the Dodgers' top prospect in Dalton Rushing to lead things off against Acker here in the fourth. Rushing exited in the second inning yesterday evening after being hit on a backswing. He did the catching yesterday. He's the DH tonight in the first offering. Misses a bit high. Rushing now with a walk, 0 for 1 yesterday and today. Just that walk against Acker, and he hits one high and deep out to right, pushing Ortiz back, and he watches it. That's all he'll do. It's over the lazy river. And Dalton rushing ties this game with one swing of the bat, a solo home run for the Dodgers' top prospect. Just the second homer for Tulsa in four games out of the break. For rushing, it's number 11 this year. Acker missed with a changeup down and in. 103 off the bat, 377 feet, and we're knotted in one. That's the first hit allowed by Acker, and it didn't stay in the yard. Here's Damon Keith as the first offering misses high. For Dalton, rushing, mentioned just the second home run since coming out of the All-Star break. The offering home runs a bit outside. Two balls and no strikes to Damon Keith, who's responsible for the other home run for the Drillers over the last four games. Right-hander fires home. Just misses the outer edge with a fastball. And Keith in the driver's seat at three balls and no strikes. Keith 0 for 3 in the series. He does have a couple of walks. He struck out to end the first, his first trip up against Acker. And here on a 3-0 count, swinging away, a chopper to Freeman at third. He delivers across to Hatcher in time, one away. Griffin Lockwood Powell will dig in. Evened at one after the solo homer by Dalton rushing. One run on one hit, no errors for the Drillers. One run on four hits and no errors for the Rough Riders. Lockwood Powell struck out to open the second inning against Acker, and he watches ball one high and away. Right-handed hitting first baseman. We saw him last night slide behind the plate. Brandon Davis came in to hit in rushing spot after he left due to injury. The pitch home misses just off the outer edge. Two balls and no strikes. Lockwood Powell at the time was playing first base and had to put on the catcher's gear and get down behind the plate. Acker fires, and a breaking ball catches the inner edge. 2-1. Lockwood Powell went 0 for 4 last night. Most of the outs coming on the ground. Acker with a firm fastball at 94 on the outer third. Called a strike, 2-2. Lockwood Powell bounced into a ground ball double play. He had three ground outs and a fly out to right. And last night's contest, a 5-0 win for the Rough Riders. Their eighth shutout of the year. Acker fires home, and there's a foul ball back to the screen. Stays two balls and two strikes. Acker trying to get through the top of the fourth. Some light stretching going on in the Rough Riders' bullpen as Acker has just crossed the 70-pitch mark. He rocks home and delivers out in front of the plate and skips in off Camper's chest protector for ball three. Reed Burlingmeyer on his feet doing some stretching, as well as Brian Chi. Nobody up and throwing quite yet. And as you can see, some light stretching going on. There's a line drive into left field. That'll sneak through the hole for a base hit. It's the first hit of the series for Griffin Lockwood Powell. And two of the first three have reached here in the fourth against Dane Acker. Rushing opened the inning with his 11th homer of the season. Knotted the game at one. And a ground out to third by Damon Keith. There's a base hit by Lockwood Powell. Here's Jose Ramos, who grounded out to the shortstop Chavez in his first trip against Acker. Offering home, runs a bit inside. Ramos went leaning out of the way of it. Ramos, the center fielder, He was just activated yesterday off the development list. He was placed on it just a couple of games prior to the All-Star break. Right-hander rocks and fires. There's a looping fly ball out towards center, shallow right, that is. Ortiz trotting in. He's there to bring in out number two. A large part of the reason that Ramos hit the development list was just to give him a little bit more time before the All-Star break to kind of reset. His 117 strikeouts lead the Texas League. Here's Brendan Davis, who replaced rushing yesterday in the top of the third. He went 0-for-2 with a walk. He's now 0-for-3 in the series as he comes up empty on a big rip on a fastball across the heart of the plate. Davis struck out to end the second inning against Acker. The right-hander readies. Pitch number 76 on the way, and there's a bouncing ball soft up the third baseline. Freeman has it on the run. He fires in front of Davis. And the inning is over. Good-looking play from the Rough Riders third baseman, Cody Freeman. But the damage done. The Drillers even the game on a solo homer by Dalton Rushing. It's one run on two hits, no errors, and one stranded. Way into the last of the fourth inning, Rough Riders looking to take the lead right back. It's even at one apiece on the Riders Baseball Network.
The covered wagons at Riders Field offer the experience on the third baseline in the comfort of the shade. Located conveniently on the concourse near restrooms and concessions, upgrade your party's experience for your next trip to Riders Field today by calling 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
My dad is a proud girl dad. Right, Dad?
Yep.
And he knows Girl Scouts is more than just cookies.
It is.
It's a place where I fit in, where I can be my crazy self, and my friends get me. Right, Dad?
Yes.
And Dad likes it because I'm getting more confident every year. Right, Dad?
You sure are.
So, if you're a girl, Dad, check it out.
It's a real home run.
Dad, join Girl Scouts at gsnetx.org/roughriders.
Ben Franklin here to talk to you about water filtration. Unfiltered water in your home is no joke. Did you know tap water can shorten the life of your pipes and, even worse, be dangerous to your family's health? Our Punctua plumbers can install a whole home system that filters water before it enters your pipes. Visit BenjaminFranklinPlumbing.com or call 877-BEN-1776 to request an appointment.
Go with the flow, the local pros. Call Benjamin Franklin Plumbing.
Independently owned and operated. Licensed in their respective state or county.
Let's get back to the game on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Locked at one, it's Aaron Zavala, Freer Chavez, and Hansel Cepeda, the 3-2 up against Ortiz Mayer here in the last of the fourth inning. A 6-7-8 batters for the Rough Riders. Zavala flew out to left his first time. He sends a charge into one out towards left. But Aline is there to haul it in. Twice tonight, Zavala has shot it the opposite way against Ortiz Mayer, and he twice comes up empty, 0-for-2 now. Freiner Chavez grounded out to first base to end that first inning. Rough Riders got a run, but left the bases loaded. One run on four hits in that inning. Switch hitting Chavez, batting from the left side, watches a called strike on the outside corner. Chavez started the month with one appearance in AAA Round Rock as he sends one on the right side on the ground. Young has it, and the second baseman delivers to first in time. Two up, two down. For Freiner Chavez on July 1st, he appeared for the Round Rock Express. He went 0-for-3, and ever since coming back and rejoining the Rough Riders after that one appearance, he's racked up hits in seven of his nine games. He's done a lot of his damage late in contest against relievers. There's Hansel Cepeda, and he watches downstairs for ball one. Cepeda in the midst of an 0-for-11 drought. His last hit came in the second inning. It was a single on July 9th here at Riders Field against the Northwest Arkansas Naturals. So he takes a bit outside. Two balls and no strikes. Despite the 0-for-11 stretch, Cepeda has reached in 4 of 7 games in the month of July. Done a lot of his damage this year against left-handed pitchers, but facing a righty here, and he hops ahead. They check down on that check swing. Daniel, by the way, at first base, as he didn't offer, and Cepeda had 3 balls and no strikes, with Scott Capers due up behind him. The 3-0 glides across the top of the zone. Fastball at 92, and it's 3-1. Cepeda has 1 homer this year. We've seen him, as of late, hit the ball a bit harder, but he just hasn't been able to get it out of the yard or really find the alleyways. He won't swing here on a pitch downstairs. It's 4. So Cepeda works the 2-out walk, and Scott Capers will get his second look at the right-hander on the hill. Ortiz Mayer got Capers to foul out to the catcher on the first pitch that he saw. Got to chat with Scott Capers earlier today. He's excited to be back in the lineup, just playing in his 10th game this year after playing in 71 last year for the Rough Riders. Pitch home, and he rockets it to deep left field. Aline going back, and it is gone. Scott Capers, welcome back. A 2-run blast, and the Rough Riders have the lead right back. Capers' second homer of the year. It comes on his 4th hit of the season. And Frisco leads it 3-1 here in the bottom of the 4th.
And no one is more excited for Scott Capers than the Rough Riders bullpen. He has been the bullpen catcher this year on the development list. He has worked his tail off this season. And just getting back off the development list, getting a shot, getting in the lineup, and he took advantage of the homer. Great to see.
He certainly did. If there's anybody deserving, it's Scott Capers. He's been putting in the work but hasn't been in the lineup. Good for Scotty K. Here's Liam Hicks at the top of the lineup. Watches a called strike. Hicks has reached in both trips to the dish today. A single in the first. He came around to score the first run for the Riders as he takes well downstairs, even in a ball and a strike. And then he was hit by a pitch with 2 outs in the 2nd inning against Mayer. For Hicks, it's the 3rd time this year that he's at the top of the lineup guard for Carlos Cardoza's Riders. He fouls one off on the right side. Towards the Rough Riders development coach and first base coach Kavika Emsley-Pye. That's another guy that has to be just enthused for Scott Capers. And talking with Capers pregame, he said that Kavika Emsley-Pye, the Rough Riders development coach that really works with the majority of the catchers. The 1-2 to Hicksy has hit out to left field. And Aline charging over to his right, and he's there to haul it in. Now the Rough Riders get the lead right back. It comes on Scott Capers' 2-run homer. It's 2 runs for the Rough Riders coming on 1 hit, no errors, and nobody left aboard. We head to the 5th inning. The Rough Riders out in front 3-1. When we come back on the Riders Baseball Network, Zach Bigley takes over on the mic.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
The best deal in the Metroplex is back. Every Thursday home game at Riders Field is Rowdy at the River, presented by Twisted Tea and Thirsty Thursday. Fans 21 and up can purchase a Rowdy at the River ticket and enjoy the party at the Lazy River for just $25. With a live DJ, $2 Twisted Tea, Truly and Drafts, and even more drink specials in the Seating Bowl. Join the party at the ballpark every Thursday by booking your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com or by calling 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
The covered wagons at Riders Field offer the experience on the third baseline in the comfort of the shade. Located conveniently on the concourse near restrooms and concessions, upgrade your party's experience for your next trip to Riders Field today by calling 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
This is Dane Acker, and let's get back to the game.
Well, as Dane Acker brings us back from break into the top of the fifth inning, he's back out on the mound. Rough Riders lead it 3-1 over the Tulsa Drillers. 8-9-1 due up for Tulsa, and the first pitch is up and away to Jainer Fernandez. It's one ball and no strikes. Fernandez, a fly out to left his last time up. How about Scott Capers? There's the wind of the pitch. It's in the air out to shallow right field. Acosta going back. The second baseman under it. He puts up two hands to pull it out of the sky. One away. Scott Capers, as we mentioned, has been such an unsung hero on this team this year as the guy who's kind of the odd man out this year in the catching position. Capers has spent a majority of the season on the development list. Pitch to Bubba Alene. He swings and misses on a first pitch fastball at the top of the zone. It's 0-1. And not getting a lot of live at-bats. Came in with just three hits, and he clobbered his second home run of the season. 0-1. There's a soft grounder off the end of the bat to second base. Acosta vacuums it in and throws him out. Two up, two down quickly. On just four pitches in this fifth inning for Acker, who's working on 80 pitches today. Acker's season high, 91 pitches this season. Alex Freeland stands in. Acker has not been very efficient today, but has done a good job battling through. He offers home to Freeland. In the air, out to center field straight away. Cepeda retreating into left center. He's under it, and he's got it. It's a five-pitch, 1-2-3, fifth inning for Dane Acker. And the Rough Riders still lead 3-1 into the home half of the fifth. We'll be right back on the Riders Baseball Network.
Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at Olson.com. Olson, engineering possibilities.
Riders Field is home to the country's largest water feature in a sports venue, the Lazy River. Whether it's 25 friends or 250, bring your group to the Lazy River at your next Rough Riders game. For solo riders, individual tickets are available on Sundays. And don't forget the 21 and Up party every Thursday beginning May 23rd for Twisted Tea Rowdy at the River. Reserve your spot today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
This is Josh Steven with the Frisco Rough Riders. You're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball.
We go to the bottom of the fifth inning. The Rough Riders carry a 3-1 advantage over the Tulsa Drillers. Max Acosta, Josh Hatcher, Cody Freeman, 2-3-4 due up for the Rough Riders. Thanks for spending your Wednesday evening with us alongside Luke Maley. I'm Zach Bigley. Orlando Ortiz Mayer delivers home. Inside, it's one ball and no strikes. 60 pitches through his four innings, allowing a couple runs, an RBI single by Josh Hatcher in the first, and that Scott Capers two-run homer in the fourth. 1-0. Acosta shies away from an inside fastball, and it's two balls and no strikes. But the Rough Riders have had some kind of power surge over these first two games. Frisco has been so much better at home this season than they have been on the road. Here's the stretch in the 2-0. There's a chopper left side of the infield. Davis has got it at third at the left hip. Slings it on to first and gets him one away. A big reason why the Rough Riders have been so good at home has been an increased offensive output. Josh Hatcher climbs in. Their OPS is over 100 points higher here at home than it is on the road. And they're averaging over 1.5 runs a game more at home than on the road. Only 4 runs a game on the road, almost 6 runs a game here. First pitch, outside 1-0. Hatcher, an RBI single in the first. Man on deck, Cody Freeman, is second in the Texas League, hitting .338 at home. Josh Hatcher has been good here. The pitch is chopped back to the mound. Ortiz Mayer reaches up to pond out of the air and throws out Hatcher with an underhand toss to first. Two down for Cody Freeman. Free is 0 for 2 today. Just 1 for 6 in the series. Freeman has 7 of his 10 home runs at home. Frisco has the best winning percentage at home in all minor league baseball this year. They're 32-13 at home. Freeman stands in from the right side. The pitch. Inside corner for a strike. It's 0-1. Two outs, bases clear. 3-1 Riders. Bottom five. Pull side shift on the infield for the right-handed batter. 0-1. Strike in the inside corner, 0-2. Fastball is still there from Ortiz Mayer. That last one at 94. Abby Ortiz waiting on deck. The offering. It's outside. Right, tough frame job for Fernandez. That pitch was a strike on the outside corner, but Ortiz Mayer missed his spot so badly that he reached out to his backhand side and couldn't frame it. 1-2. Swing and a drive deep down the left field line. If it's fair, it's gone. It is fair. Home run. Cody Freeman with his team-high 11th long ball of the season. The Riders have hit 5 home runs in the first two games of this series. They lead 4-1. 377-foot shot down the left field line over the in-touch home run terrace. It wasn't a question of distance. It was a question of fair or foul, and Cody Freeman just snuck it inside the pole. Another home run in this series for the Riders. Now here's Abby Ortiz, the pitch. Outside, 1-0. Ortiz singled into center in the first. Pull side shift for him. And the 1-0. That's in the outside corner, a strike. 1-1. So the Riders have 2 homers today. And that one for Freeman was on a 2-strike count. The pick. Swing and a drive! High and deep to right field. Oh, baby! It's way over the Lazy River! 410-foot shot out onto the Avenue of the Stars. Riders go back to back. A moonshot for Abby Ortiz, his 6th of the season. Oh, what a colossal shot. 108 miles an hour off the bat, and he got every bit of that pitch, and he enjoyed it. And why not? That ball was demolished. Here's Z. First pitch, down and in. One ball and no strikes. That might be the longest home run we've seen from a Rough Rider down the line. Back-to-back days, the Riders go back-to-back. The pitch. There's a fly ball off the end of the bat to shallow center field. Ramos got a late start, still charging in. He spears it out of the air, makes the grab, and the inning is over. But, man, back-to-back homers for the Riders. This power surge continues. Six homers in their last two ball games. They lead it 5-1. We go to the sixth on the Riders Baseball Network.
Hey fans, are you a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member? Throughout the season, Texas Farm Bureau insurance members get two free tickets to any Rough Riders Sunday home game. All you have to do is show proof of membership at the Riders Field box office to get your free tickets. Visit facebook.com/Texas Farm Bureau Insurance to find out how to become a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member today.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
The best deal in the Metroplex is back. Every Thursday home game at Riders Field is Rowdy at the River, presented by Twisted Tea and Thirsty Thursday. Fans 21 and up can purchase a Rowdy at the River ticket and enjoy the party at the Lazy River for just $25. With a live DJ, $2 Twisted Tea, Truly in Drafts, and even more drink specials in the Seating Bowl. Join the party at the ballpark every Thursday by booking your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com or by calling 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Hey, this is Cooper Johnson, and you're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball.
Reed Burlingmeier takes over for the Rough Riders and takes over for Dane Acker, who last five innings in his start in line for the victory tonight. Rough Riders leading it 5-1 in the top of the sixth inning. Burlingmeier to Taylor Young starting off the frame. He fits at the top of the zone, a strike, gets 0-1. So Acker finishes with five innings, allowing just one run on two hits. He struck out five and walked two. Here's the stretch and the 0-1. On the outside edge, just a bit off the plate. According to Mickey Smith, our home plate umpire, it's 1-1. And time called. And Smith asks Burlingmeier to get a new baseball. He went and licked his finger and then didn't wipe it off on his pants before touching the ball. So getting a new ball. Rough Riders exploding on the power side of things in this game. The 1-1. A line shot to right center. It's down for a base hit for Young. Abby gets to it quickly and throws it in. That brings Dalton Rushing to the plate, who homered back in the fourth inning, providing the lone offense today for Tulsa. The lone offense in this series as well. The Rough Riders had a shutout yesterday on the pitching side of things. Tulsa has been the best offensive team in the Texas League this year, but Rough Riders able to tamp them down. Young leads from first, the pitch. Outside, 1-0. Young, 33 steals, tied for the most in the Texas League this year, so he's definitely someone you want to keep an eye on at first. Tied with Midland's Cooper Bowman for the lead. 1-0. Outside, two balls, no strikes. Five runs on seven hits for the Rough Riders. The Driller is one run on three hits today. Two nothing offering to Rushing. He swings and hits it high and deep out to right field, sending Ortiz back. He's shy of the warning track there, and he makes the catch. Young tags. Abby's throw is just late onto second base. Not by much. A Young tags and moves up to second. He bounced it in there, a three-hopper into second base, and Young just got in front of Chavez Tag. So one down for Damon Keith. First pitch. He swings, fouls it off the end of the bat. Back behind home to the right. It's 0-1. So I wanted to introduce you to Reed Burlingmeyer, coming out of the bullpen for the Riders, the 27-year-old with Frisco this year. 21 appearances, a 3.95 ERA. 27 in the third innings, 29 strikeouts. 0-1. He swings and punches it in the air in a shallow center field. Cepeda racing in, and he slides, and he made the catch. Oh, man. Kind of an in-between slide fall for Cepeda, and he's laughing about it. He stuck his left knee just straight down into the ground. Didn't really move after he did so, but still made the grab. Hey, he doesn't have to always be pretty. Just got to get the out. Luckily, he's not hurt. Oh, that could have been bad. But he's good to go. Here's Griffin Lockwood Powell with a runner at second. Two down, top six. 5-1, Rough Riders lead it. First offering is on the outside corner, a strike, and it's 0-1 on Lockwood Powell, who singled back in the fourth. He's 1-for-2 today. As we've been talking about the last couple games, the Rangers games are going to be very important this week. 0-1. Rip and a miss. Fastball right by him at 97. It's 0-2. The Rangers meeting with the White Sox. They've won the last two games. And not only that, but the Mariners and the Astros have both lost the last two games. So the Rangers are now just three games back coming into today. And the Mariners lost again to the Angels, blowing a 1-0 lead with two runs in the eighth for Los Angeles. The pitch is a breaking ball foul to the plate. It's still no balls and two strikes. Houston did beat Oakland earlier today. So they cannot gain a game on the Athletics, but with a win today, they would be just two back of the Mariners and three back of the Astros. 0-2. It's golfed down into left field, down for a base hit. Young flying around third. Zavala ends up not throwing to the plate. He throws into second. Young scores standing. It's an RBI single for Griffin Lockwood Powell. And that makes it a 5-2 ball game. Rough Riders still lead it. That was a breaking ball below the zone, well below the zone. And Lockwood Powell just reached down and plucked it out of the dirt, serving it into left field for a base hit. Pitches down and in, and it's one ball and no strikes. Five-two, Rough Riders lead it. Well, the Rangers in action right now against the Chicago White Sox, the worst team in baseball. The pitch, swing and a miss, and it's 1-1. They just tied it up. 2-2 in the bottom of the fifth inning. Luis Robert Jr. hit a solo homer to give the White Sox the lead, but Rangers coming back with a run here in the bottom of the fifth inning on Adolis Garcia. Double to tie the game. 1-1, a swing and a miss, and it's 1-2. If the Rangers could come away with this victory, that would be huge. And over this next week, it's going to have a huge impact as well on the trade deadline and buying or selling for the Rangers. 1-2 offering from Burlingmeyer. There's a fly ball into left center field. Cepeda started back, now racing in. He's there to make the chest-high catch. Inning over. A run, though, for the Drillers. On two hits, no errors, and one runner left on base. Bottom half of the sixth inning, Rough Riders lead 5-2. We go bottom six next on the Riders Baseball Network. Get $100 in bill credits to put towards future electricity bills after you sign up with Rhythm Energy. Extra innings? Good. Pay extra for electricity? Bad. So take advantage of $100 in bill credits to shrink your bill. With your AC about to get a workout, this deal is here at a perfect time. Head to rhythmenergy.com/roughriders to learn more and save on electricity.
That sound is money. And at Alpha and Omega, we understand that silence is not golden in the construction industry. With new and used low-cost construction and warehouse equipment, flexible financing options, and expert mobile service technicians, Alpha and Omega Equipment Sales and Rental will keep your business sounding like money all year long. Call today at 469-444-8323 to get a quote on your new machine.
Here's a roofing reality. Texas is the number one state for hail damage claims. As a result, the type of roofing material you choose directly affects your insurance premiums. The more impact-resistant the material, the bigger the discount. Not only can roofing materials reduce your monthly cost, they may protect you from replacing your roof after severe storms. Let us help determine if impact-resistant options like Class 4 shingles are the right choice for your home. Family-owned and operated, Peak Roofing and Construction has provided honest inspections and estimates on roof, gutter, and window projects in the DFW for 15 years. Visit us online at peakroofingconstruction.com.
Peace up, A-Town down.
Cody Freeman here. Let's head back to Riders Field.
Riders carry their 5-2 advantage to the home half of the sixth inning. Frisco looking to win back-to-back ball games to start off this six-game series against Tulsa. Freiner Chavez, Jesus Cepeda, Scott Capers, the first three due up against Antonio Knowles, the new arm out on the mound for the Drillers. And the first pitch captures the outside corner for a strike. It's 0-1. Orlando Ortiz-Mayer is done after five innings for the Drillers. He allowed five runs on seven hits, including the three homers for Frisco. 0-1. It's the bottom of the zone for a strike, and it's 0-2. He struck out three and walked one in his start. Knowles takes over. Chavez taking his time getting out of the box and now stands back in. Knowles, the 24-year-old, is 6'1", 190-pounder out of Key West, Florida, near Miami. 0-2 is served into left field. One hop onto the dirt, skimming out into left field into the grass. It's a base hit for Freiner Chavez to lead things off in the sixth inning. That brings Jesus Cepeda to the plate. Riders a 5-2 advantage, bottom of the sixth inning. Knowles went to Florida Southwestern State Junior College and was drafted by the Dodgers in the 13th round in 2021. Offering in, Cepeda shows bunt, pulls back, watches on the inside corner a strike. It's 0-1. This season, 27 outings, a 3.03 ERA for the right-hander. Opponents hitting just 190 against him on the season. He brings in the 0-1 to Cepeda. At the bottom of the zone again for a strike, and it's 0-2. Cepeda walked back in the fourth inning before scoring on the Scott Capers home run. Capers stands on deck. Knowles the 0-2. There's a line shot up the alley in left center field. Chavez hits the bag at second. He stops right there. Ramos got to it quickly from center field and gets it back in. And the Rough Riders have back-to-back singles against Knowles. Two aboard with nobody out here in the sixth inning. And the homer man, Scott Capers, up at the plate. Capers, a two-run shot, 352-foot homer into the in-touch home run terrace his last time up. Corners pinch in, the offering. He swings and misses, a good breaking ball low and away in the dirt, and it's 0-1. Talk so much about the development list and Cepeda and Capers both spending time on it this year, and there's been a lot of negativity about the development list over the last few years and almost as a death wish, but that's not nearly the case. Time called as Knowles steps off. Think of Tyler Phillips, who was a pitcher for the Rough Riders two different seasons in 2019 and in 2021. 0-1. Swing and a miss. The outside corner, and it's 0-2 on Capers. He was traded to the Phillies. And really kind of disappeared for a couple years with some injuries, but he made his Major League debut this year. The 0-2. Down in the dirt, back to the backstop. And that allows both runners to move up. A wild pitch. Chavez down to third. Cepeda up to second base. One ball and two strikes on Capers. And now an opportunity for the Rough Riders to tack on two with a base hit. The reason we bring up Tyler Phillips is he spent some time in the development list earlier this year in the Phillies organization, and that didn't impede him from being in the right place and getting an opportunity at the big league level. You never know with guys in the minor leagues when you're going to get called. Here's the stretch. 1-2. Swing and a miss. He struck him out. Slider off the outside corner. Capers down swinging. One out, top of the card with two aboard. 5-2 Rough Riders, bottom of the sixth inning. Riders today 2-for-6 with runners in scoring position. This is after going 0-for-4 yesterday. Offering in, low and outside, 1-0. Infield in for the Drillers. Quiet Wednesday night. Rough Riders have been anything but quiet with the bats. One nothing pitch. Slips across the outside edge. A strike with a breaking ball. 1-1. Exciting news being announced before today's game that Josh Young will be rehabbing. Expected to be rehabbing with the Rough Riders coming up this weekend, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. That should be really fun. And, of course, not only excited to see Josh playing here in Frisco again, but excited for him to be back around this ballpark. The offering is fouled away to the left side.
And excited for him to be healthy and back in Arlington.
No doubt. Boy, is that a long time coming. Broken right wrist, suffered in April when he was hit by a pitch in Tampa, and he gave Rangers fans a really small taste of what he could do this season, first four games with six RBIs and two homers, a double, a triple. So hopefully it's a successful rehab assignment for him, and he's back up in Arlington next week. 0-2. That's low and outside. That was the 1-2, rather, and it's two balls and two strikes. Good opportunity for him to interact with some fans here at this level as well, just like he did back in 2021. It'll be a little bit better, though, this year. That was back in the COVID season. He can actually sign autographs. 2-2. Down and in. It's three balls and two strikes. Feels like forever ago, 2021 season, when he was here in Frisco. What an incredibly talented Frisco team. 23 major leaguers on that roster. Time call. Hicks steps out. Three balls, two strikes. Hicks singled into left in the first, was hit by a pitch in the second, flew out to left in the fourth. Cepeda at second, Chavez at third. One down here in the bottom of the sixth. Knowles delivers. There's a high fly ball into shallow right field. Keith charging in. He's there to make the catch. Chavez going to try it. Heading home, and he's thrown out by a mile. A double play ends things here in the sixth inning. Chavez eliminated at home for the final out of the inning. So the Rough Riders get two aboard but can't push one across. We go to the top of the seventh. Frisco still leading 5-2, and Luke Maley on the mic when we come back here on the Riders Baseball Network.
our Rough Riders have a new partner, Cacique Foods. The nation's leader in Hispanic cheeses, creams, chorizo, and salsa is honored to call our DFW community home and is now a proud Rough Riders sponsor. With Cacique's authentic ingredients, you can add Mexican tradition and flavor to every meal. For more information about their products, visit caciquefoods.com. Find their delicious products at your favorite local supermarket, and let's cheer on our Rough Riders together. Authentic flavor, real moments. Cacique.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
Rough Riders fans, you can save $500 or more on electricity with Rhythm Energy's PowerShift electricity plans and get the lowest daytime energy rate in Texas. Plus, get $100 in bill credits towards future bills after you sign up. Talk about a home run of a deal. Head to rhythmenergy.com/roughriders to learn more and save on electricity.
It's time for the top of the seventh here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Top of the seventh inning. Rough Riders hanging on to a 5-2 advantage. Reed Burlingmeier throws the rubber for the Rough Riders. He goes to work against Brendan Davis, Jainer Fernandez, and Bubba Aline at the bottom of the order. 7-8-9 batters for the Drillers. We'll mix in some trivia when we get a moment here. Burlingmeier's first offering is a line drive into left center field, down for a base hit. And Brendan Davis has his first hit of the series. It comes to lead off the seventh inning.
All right, I'm ready.
All right, let's work in some trips here. If you've been with us, we tie it into this date in baseball history. So back on this date in 2016, Ken Griffey Jr., alongside Mike Piazza, got inducted into the Hall of Fame. Griffey received the highest percentage of the vote for a first-year player at the time at 99.3% as Burlingmeier goes to work against Fernandez and misses inside ball one. So Griffey Jr. currently sits at number three on that list in terms of first-year players on the ballot. So Zach, we're going to see how many of the top 10 players in terms of percentage of votes that they got on their first year in the ballot. So we're thinking first ballot Hall of Famers and the cream of the crop there. The pitch misses just a bit downstairs. Two balls and no strikes.
Okay, so I know a couple of these because it's been in the news recently, but I just want to say that this is ridiculous that there is only one unanimous Hall of Famer in Major League history.
And who is it?
It's Mariano Rivera.
Pitch back out of play. Foul ball. It is Mariano Rivera. 425 out of 425 votes in 2019. So he is one on the list with 100% of the vote.
Derek Jeter is number two.
Derek Jeter is number two with 99.7% of the vote. Burlingmeier ready with the 2-1. Swing and a miss. Blew the fastball at 95 by him.
Cal Ripken Jr.
Cal Ripken Jr. is number six with 98.5. Right-hander ready, set at the chest, and he picks over to first. Davis back in, standing up. In search of the top 10 players in terms of percentage of the vote that they received in their first year on the Hall of Fame ballot. Zach has got the top two as well as number six. Capers blocks on a pitch down in the dirt, and that holds Davis up at first base.
It's tough because baseball writers are so stingy with their votes, and also the further you go back, there was, you know, some racism involved, there were some bad things involved, so a little bit tough. Let's go tough. Mike Schmidt.
Mike Schmidt doesn't make the cut for top 10. Another pickoff attempt, and Davis back in safely on a dive.
Sandy Koufax.
Sandy Koufax does not make the list.
Johnny Bench.
No Johnny Bench. Right-hander readies. Davis runs, and the pitch is tapped back to Burlingmeyer. He'll go to first. He trots over and underhands. For the first down of the inning, it allows Davis to move up to second base, though.
What about Greg Maddux?
No Greg Maddux.
Wow.
You are thinking...
Randy Johnson?
No. You're on a right track, though.
That's ridiculous, though.
It is ridiculous.
That is utterly ridiculous.
It is.
Who would not vote for Randy Johnson into the Hall of Fame?
He is a first ballot Hall of Famer.
That is
no doubt.
He is a unanimous Hall of Famer.
He should be.
Nolan Ryan.
Nolan Ryan is 5 at 98.8.
Okay. There's no way that more people should vote for Nolan Ryan than Randy Johnson. I'm sorry. I know
you're
that's
opening a can of worms here.
I know that's blasphemous.
You're opening a can of worms here. Nolan Ryan is number 5. So you've got 4 of the top 5, including number 6. So we get a visit on the mound between Scott Capers, Franier Chavez, and Reed Burlingmeyer.
What about Pudge Rodriguez?
No Pudge.
Okay, there were, you understand that. Eddie Matthews.
No Eddie Matthews. There is one left in the 2000s, 2007. The rest are pre-2000.
Tony Gwynn.
Tony Gwynn is 2007 with 97.6 as first offering misses, ball one.
Actually, the years they're inducted might help me a little bit.
Yeah, I'm happy to give them to
okay.
you. You want them?
Yeah.
All right, number 4, 1992. Spin move over to second, and Davis is back in safely. You were on the right track with some names like Randy Johnson and Nolan Ryan. It's the same grouping.
Okay.
Right-hander fires, and he misses upstairs. Your hint there is essentially it's a pitcher.
It's a pitcher, yeah. Steve Carlton?
No, Steve Carlton.
Tom Seaver?
Tom Seaver is okay. The answer. Runs outside, a bit upstairs. 3 balls and no strikes on the left-handed hitting Bubba Alin. So there are your top 5, looking for the top 10 players in terms of percentage of votes gained on their first year on the Hall of Fame ballot. Burlingmeyer, a high leg kick, and he misses outside, and he lost it. He issues the walk. It's first and second with one away for the top of the order, and Alex Freeland digging in. Number 7 on this list is the furthest back we go at 1936, but you certainly know the name. As Carlos Cardoza's out of the Rough Riders dugout, so we'll continue our trivia and introduce you to the new arm on the hill when we come back. It's Robbie Ahlstrom on the Riders Baseball Network.
The Frisco Rough Riders provide the best night out for you and your groups. Whether it's a fun night out with some friends or a company outing, spend your night with us for some great food and baseball. Don't miss your opportunity. Call 972-334-1993 or visit us online at ridersbaseball.com to learn more about all our offers and flexible payment methods. Never miss a second of the Riders Baseball excitement. Let's ride!
On Friday nights, the stars won't be the only things big and bright in North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for post-game fireworks every Friday as well as Sundays beginning May 26th. After the game, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun. For tickets and information, visit RidersBaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
Put yourself in the game at your next Riders outing in the InTouch Home Run Terrace, located above the left field wall. This covered seating area is a great option to enjoy the covered comfort of a ball game for your entire group. Watch out for the long ball.
Ball still carrying, and it's gone!
Grab your spot while they're available at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Now, back to the game on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Reed Burlingmeier done. He exits responsible for the runners at first and second base that Robbie Ahlstrom inherits. Ahlstrom, the left-hander, out of the pen for the Rough Riders. The third arm used by Carlos Cardoza's group. Dane Acker went five strong one-run innings. Burlingmeier allowed one run, but as I mentioned, responsible for those two on the base paths. Top of the lineup in Alex Freeland, and he watches a called strike. Ahlstrom has been really good this year. As we continue our trivia, Zach, the last thing we left you with was number 7. The latest we go back, 1936. Left-hander rocks and fires. And a called strike, 0-2.
So looking for percentage, highest percentage of Hall of Fame inductees, and Ty Cobb is my next guess.
And Ty Cobb would be correct. We move on to number 8 in 1999. Ahlstrom getting a good grip on the baseball.
Brooks Robinson?
No, Brooks Robinson. Left-hander Ahlstrom. Ready? A high leg kick in the 0-2 home. There's the big grunt, and it misses outside. 96.
Pitcher or hitter?
It is a hitter. Inducted in 1999, a World Series champion. Left-hander kicks home. Blocked by Capers. Davis started down the line, headed towards third base, and Capers was able to get to it quickly, and that keeps the base runners a put there at first and second.
Reggie Jackson?
No, Reggie Jackson. I'll give you third baseman.
George Brett.
It is George Brett. One left on our list.
All right.
Here we go 1982. Is the 2-2 on its way? Popped up on the right side. That'll get back and out of play. We go 1982 with the final member of this list.
Okay. Pitcher or hitter?
Hitter. Known for power. Ahlstrom ready with a 2-2. Set at the belt. Battling the shortstop Freeland. And the pitch home. Skips in. Blocked again by Capers, who's done a nice job behind the dish tonight.
The Mick? Mickey Mantle?
It is not.
Oh. Harmon Killebrew?
No. Let's think big homers. There's a high fly ball on the infield. Hatcher racing over into foul ground towards the dugout. He's on the warning track there to make the grab. And Robbie Ahlstrom picks up out number 2 of this top of the 7th inning. Taylor Young will get his first look at Ahlstrom.
Willie McCovey?
No.
Willie Mays?
No Willie Mays.
Which is also insane.
Also insane. Had a pretty cool nickname. Technically, this person's name is a nickname in and of itself, but had a very cool nickname.
It's not Babe Ruth.
It is not Babe Ruth. This one hit high in the air off the bat of Taylor Young. Zepeda jogging back. He's camped under it and has it, the final out of the frame. Robbie Ahlstrom gets the final 2 outs. It's no runs on one hit, no errors, and 2 stranded in the top of the 7th. We finish our trivia when we come back on the Riders Baseball Network.
Are you ready for ultra-reliable, ultra-fast, award-winning internet and better mobile? Experience astounding service and savings tailored to your needs, all from Astound. Call 1-800-4-ASTOUND or visit astound.com to get internet for just $20 a month. Add unlimited mobile on one of the nation's largest, most reliable 5G networks free for 12 months. Be astounded and switch today. Restrictions apply. See astound.com for details.
Put yourself in the game at your next Riders outing in the InTouch Home Run Terrace, located above the left field wall. This covered seating area is a great option to enjoy the covered comfort of a ball game for your entire crew. Watch out for the long ball.
Ball still carrying, and it's gone!
Grab your spot while they're available at 972-334-1993 or online at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride.
Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at Olson.com. Olson, engineering possibilities.
This is Liam Hicks with the Frisco Rough Riders. You're listening to the Riders Baseball Network.
Back high atop Riders Field, a new arm on the hill. It's the right-hander Ryan Sublette who relieves Antonio Knowles. Rough Riders leading 5-2 in the bottom of the seventh, and it's Max Acosta to get the party started. And we wrap up our trivia. We're looking for the top 10 players in terms of percentage of votes received in their first year on the Hall of Fame ballot. Zach is missing just one. 1982, big home run hitter. Had a couple of cool nicknames. Their name in and of itself is a nickname.
It's Henry Aaron.
It is Henry Aaron. Hank Aaron in 1982. First offering to Acosta. Just misses downstairs. So again, your list. Mariano Rivera, Derek Jeter, Ken Griffey Jr., Tom Seaver, Nolan Ryan make up the top five in percentage of votes gained on their first year on the Hall of Fame ballot. As Acosta takes a called strike on the outer edge, followed by the rest of the top ten, Cal Ripken Jr., Ty Cobb, George Brett, Hank Aaron, and Tony Gwynn. Nice work, Zach.
Ah, thank you.
Third offering to Acosta, and that one misses, skips to the backstop. Two balls and a strike on Acosta, who is 1-for-2 tonight. Singled in the first, has since popped out and grounded out. They have him played to pull on the infield. 2-1 on its way. Acosta takes a called strike. Sublette this year, 4-2 with a 4.34 ERA. Attended college at Texas Tech and was a 2021 selection in the seventh round by the Dodgers org. As Acosta takes a big rip at an elevated 95-mile-an-hour fastball, and he's down on strikes. Josh Hatcher, who is 1-for-3. He homered last night as part of back-to-back homers with Max Acosta. Rough Riders have gone back-to-back on back-to-back nights. Tonight and last night, as Hatcher loops one down the left field line, and it twists foul. Just off the end of the bat, 63-mile-per-hour exit velocity, but one that, if it found a fair ground, was most likely headed to be a two-bagger for Hatcher. Tonight for the Rough Riders, it was Freeman and Ortiz who are due up following Josh Hatcher near the bottom of the seventh. They went back-to-back in that fifth inning. A pitch home, big cut and a miss by Hatcher, and he falls behind. No balls and two strikes on the left-handed hitting first baseman. Hatcher did extend his hitting streak to 7 games as he takes a bit off the plate. 95 with a fastball goes Sublette. Hatcher has been phenomenal at home. A 3.11 average. And the offering home, he fouls it off the front foot and comes up limping. He'll walk it off and get back into the box. For Hatcher as well, now 32 of his 51 RBI, and those 51 runs driven in have been are good for second in the Texas League. 32 of the 51 have come here in this ballpark. Facing the right-hander in Sublette, and he rocks and fires, and a foul ball back to the screen. Another elevated fastball at 95.
Rough Riders leading 5-2. It's 5 runs on 9 hits for the Rough Riders. They have homered, mentioned the back-to-back. They've also homered 3 times here tonight. They did that last night, tying their season high with 3 homers in a game. The offering home, and Hatcher takes upstairs. And he pulls even at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Freeman, the third man due up in the inning, standing on deck. Bases empty and one away. 2-2. Looper back over the netting and out of play. Hatcher stays alive. Hatcher now 3-for-7 in this series, including a home run and a pair of RBI. Left-hander awaits, and the pitch home, cut on and missed. Back-to-back strikeouts to open the outing for Ryan Sublett. Hatcher down on the 8th pitch he sees and brings up Cody Freeman with 2 away, and the base is clear. Rough Riders looking to make it 20 games over 500 here at their home ballpark. They are 32-13. As Freeman digs in, the right-hander kicks and misses outside with a fastball. Pinch that was near the edge of the zone, with the catcher Fernandez set up for an inside fastball, missing outside. It didn't look like much of a strike, as again he misses a little bit further outside to the right-handed hitting Freeman. 2 balls and no strikes. Freeman homered his last time up. That started the back-to-back homers with Abimelech Ortiz, which coincidentally also came with 2 outs in that 5th. Now 2 outs in the 7th, and Freeman watches a called strike. Fastball at the bottom of the zone. 2 balls and a strike. Cody Freeman has now hit safely in 22 of his last 25 games. Pitch home, and he's late on the fastball in the inner third. 2 balls and 2 strikes. With Abimelech Ortiz due up against the new right-hander, Ryan Sublett. Two-two on its way, and Freeman goes chasing an elevated fastball. No idea how he got the barrel to that. He fouled it off with a line drive down the left field line. That was up and in. He would have stuck in there. There's a chance it could have hit him. As we watch the replay here, no idea how he gets the hands to this. Stays way up top and just chops it. But he stays alive nonetheless. 2-2. 6th pitch of the at-bat on its way. Freeman takes, down and away, and the count runs full. Second time tonight, Freeman has put together a really solid at-bat, and that's not including his home run in the 5th. The result was spectacular. Had a long battle in which he went down in the first inning on strikes against Ortiz Mayer. Another up and in, and Freeman checked his swing. He was able to hold up, and he worked a walk. Good at bat from the Rough Riders' third baseman, and the Riders have one aboard for Abimelech Ortiz, who snapped that skid without a home run, depositing one over the lazy river and right his last time up. Ball that he hit 108 miles an hour, well over 400 feet. Going to work against the right-hander for the first time, and a first-pitch breaking ball. Lines across the outer edge, called a strike by Mickey Smith. Freeman at first after the 2-out walk. Ortiz awaits. And Freeman back in safely on the pickoff attempt. Dives back into the first base pillow. Ortiz does have 4 career multi-homer games, but he has yet to do it at the double-A level. 0-1, and again, Sublett goes to first. Freeman back in standing up. Well, they certainly would love to have that pitch to Ortiz back earlier. Ortiz did not get cheated. 0-1 on its way. Taken upstairs, a ball. even at 1-1. Another multi-hit game for Abimelech Ortiz, who's hit safely in 7 of his last 9 now with 5 multi-hit performances. Freeman started a run. He shuts it down, and the offering home is popped up on the left side and twisting its way into the seats. Ball and 2 strikes on the power-hitting right fielder. It's been a fantastic sign for Abimelech Ortiz. Getting that power swing back with a stretch for him, swinging the bat really well. He entered tonight hitting .298 in the month. That'll go up even more after 2 hits today. Foul ball right side on the ground. And Ortiz stays alive. Went after a breaking ball below the zone. A borderline pitch, too close to take for the left-handed hitter. Rough Riders leading 5-2 here in the bottom of the 7th. With 2 gone, Freeman standing at first. And Abimelech Ortiz, who's already homered today. 1-2 from Sublet. Ortiz late, and he fouls it off into the seats again. Back-to-back, really nice at-bats for the Rough Riders. Ortiz awaiting pitch number 6. Cody Freeman worked a walk on the 7th pitch he saw. Right-hander ready. It's a high leg kick, and the pitch home. There's a pop-up and a shallow left center field. It's the third baseman, Davis, looking up at it. He's there in the outfield grass to haul it in, and Ortiz is retired. So the Rough Riders get a base runner, but unable to do anything with it. It's no runs on no hits, no errors, and 1 stranded. 7 in the books. Frisco leads the Tulsa Drillers 5-2 on the Riders Baseball Network.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
My dad is a proud Girl Dad. Right, Dad?
Yep.
And he knows Girl Scouts is more than just cookies.
It is.
It's a place where I fit in, where I can be my crazy self, and my friends get me. Right, Dad?
Yes.
And Dad likes it because I'm getting more confident every year. Right, Dad?
You sure are.
So, if you're a Girl Dad, check it out.
It's a real home run.
Dad, join Girl Scouts at gsnetx.org/roughriders.
On Saturdays in Frisco, the Rough Riders won't be the only ones rounding the bases.
Gets rid of the helmet around third. He's getting waved home. Here comes the throw. He's safe.
After every Saturday home game, kids can run the bases for free, presented by Raising Cane's. Run the bases just like the Rough Riders do all season long, every Saturday at Riders Field. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Let's head to the top of the 8th here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Yeah.
Robbie Ahlstrom back on the hill for the top of the 8th inning. And Rough Riders fans, we want to remind you, the Rough Riders won the first half crown in the Texas League South. So they're postseason bound for the second time in 3 years. They will host at least 1 game on Thursday, September 19th, and an if necessary game on Friday, September 20th. If the Rough Riders advance, Frisco will also host game 1 of the championship series on Sunday, September 22nd. Don't miss out on the Riders' quest for the Texas League titles. Go ahead and get your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com. Robbie Ahlstrom with his first offering to Dalton Rushing, and it's called a strike. Rushing homered back against Dane Acker as the pitch runs inside, and the fastball just missing, hitting Dalton Rushing. Rushing is 1-for-2 with a walk, a fly out, and that solo homer, the lone run allowed by Dane Acker, who allowed just 2 hits over 5 innings of one-run baseball with 5 punch-outs. Ahlstrom set at the belt. He kicks and fires, and it runs a bit outside.
rushing in control. Two balls and a strike on the left-handed hitting DH. The top prospect for the Los Angeles Dodgers finds himself in the top 100 in all of baseball as it's fouled back to the screen. Robbie Ahlstrom came on in relief in the seventh inning for Reed Burlingmeier, who picked up the first out but allowed a single and a walk, and Ahlstrom retired both batters he faced to make it a scoreless seven. He grunts and offers a bit inside with a fastball. 3-2. Payoff pitch, lefty-on-lefty matchup, and the offering home, a tapper of foul ball. And it stays 3-2. And you got to love catching the grunt from Robbie Ahlstrom. The left-hander does it intentionally. He believes that the velocity goes up, as the grunts do. The louder the grunt, the harder the fastball from Robbie Ahlstrom. 3-2. Line shot on the ground, but a foul ball on the right side. Count remains 3-2. Rushing went 0-for-1 last night with a ground out. That went to the first baseman and then exited with an injury after the second inning as he waves and misses at the breaking ball from Ahlstrom. First strikeout of the outing for the left-hander, and there's one gone near the top of the eighth inning. Damon Keith due up. Still in search of his first hit of the series. He's 0-for-5, but has worked a pair of walks. Getting his first look at Robbie Ahlstrom. Right-hander digs in. The driller's right fielder awaits the initial pitch. Just misses upstairs. A fastball at 94. Now, Tulsa entered tonight. Tied for first in the Texas League with 195 homers as Keith watches a called strike. Only two players have homered for the Drillers since the All-Star break. It's Damon Keith and Dalton Rushing. Rushing here tonight. There's one in on the hands, a ground ball up the line, a foul ball. Bounced off the chalk, and then by the time Freeman got to it, it had carried over the line into foul territory. Austin Snow, the third base umpire, had a good vantage point, straddling that third base line. So it's nothing more than a strike. 1-2. Ahlstrom in search of back-to-back strikeouts. He's faced three and sat them all down. The pitch taken downstairs. Even at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Quick pitch from Ahlstrom. Didn't get a signal. Ahlstrom went very quickly, and Damon Keith wasn't even looking. Our home plate umpire, Mickey Smith, hasn't made a signal. And they're going to count it as an offering, 3-2. Ahlstrom, a high leg kick, and the pitch home. Wave and a miss, a sword for Robbie Ahlstrom. Back-to-back strikeouts, and there's two gone here in the eighth. Just a devastating breaking ball. And a 3-2 count. Drops the hammer. And it's back-to-back strikeouts for the left-hander. Now, Griffin Lockwood Powell digs in, and he watches the first offering down and in. Right-handed hitter tonight. Has a pair of hits, including an RBI single in the sixth. He's 2-for-3, both being singles. He sends one back to the screen, even at 1-1. Jose Ramos stands on deck. Should Lockwood Powell find a way aboard against Ahlstrom? 1-1 on its way. Swinging another foul ball back to the screen, and Ahlstrom, for a third straight batter, will have himself a two-strike count. Ahlstrom has sat down all four batters he's faced, the last two via the strikeout. He peers in, has his sign. 1 and 2 on its way. A big run. The fastball just runs a bit inside. Even at 2 and 2. Rough Riders leading 5 to 2 here in the top of the eighth inning. Left-hander kicks and fires. Swing and a foul tip. In and out of Capers' mitt. And it stays at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Rough Riders staff has held the Drillers to 2 runs on 5 hits. One of those coming on a solo homer. 2-2 on the way. Here's a bouncing ball out towards shortstop. Chavez has it. He throws across the diamond in time. It's a 1-2-3 top of the eighth inning for Robbie Ahlstrom. He picks up a pair of strikeouts. And we head to the last of the eighth inning. It's Frisco 5, Tulsa 2 on the Riders Baseball Network.
On Saturdays in Frisco, the Rough Riders won't be the only ones rounding the bases.
Gets rid of the helmet around third. He's getting waved home. Here comes the throw. He's safe.
After every Saturday home game, kids can run the bases for free. Presented by Raising Cane's. Run the bases just like the Rough Riders do all season long. Every Saturday at Riders Field. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Join us for a night about nothing on Sunday, July 28th. Yes, you heard that correctly, but don't get it confused. Unlike George and Jerry, we have a plan. Giddy up to Riders Field for a night about nothing featuring an appearance from John O'Hurley, who played Jay Peterman on the show Seinfeld. Enjoy a night filled with Seinfeld-themed games and stay after for a post-game fireworks show. Get your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
On Friday nights, the stars won't be the only things big and bright in North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for post-game fireworks every Friday as well as Sundays beginning May 26th. After the game, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
This is Cole Reagans, and you're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball.
Last of the eighth inning, alongside the voice of the Rough Riders, Zach Bigley, I'm Luke Bailey, and the Rough Riders lead it 5-2, looking to tack on some insurance runs here in the bottom of the eighth. They go to work against Juan Murillo. His first offering is fouled back out of play by Aaron Zavala. It's Zavala, Chavez, and Cepeda, the three duo, trying to add to the Rough Riders' lead. 5-2, our current score. Right-hander kicks and fires and gets a called strike at 100 miles an hour. Murillo standing at 6 foot. From Georgia, and the right-hander kicks and fires. There's a line drive into right center field. 100 miles an hour on the way in, 101 on the way out, and Aaron Zavala has himself a two-strike hit. Zavala is now safely hit in 5 of his last 6 games, and he wasn't late on the 100-mile-an-hour heater. Sent it back up the middle at 101. Riders have the leadoff man aboard for Franier Chavez. Go against the right-hander. Will bat from the left side. First offering to Chavi. Catches the outer edge. Called a strike.
All right, update from Arlington for you.
Let's hear it.
Robbie Grossman just homered. It's now 5-2 Rangers.
There you go.
And, of course, it was off of a lefty. That's what he does.
There you go. Right-hander readies. Murillo, high leg kick, and the offering home skips back behind the plate. A wild pitch allows Zavala to move up 90 feet. He glides into second base. Right, now the Rough Riders have an insurance run in scoring position with nobody out. And Franier Chavez even at 1-1. Offering home. Stays a bit upstairs. 3-1 advantage. The Rough Riders 7-hole hitter and shortstop tonight in Freiner Chavez. The offering home. Smacked foul. High out of play. Off to the third base side. Murillo this year. 3-1 with a 6.28 ERA. This is 27th appearance. He's racked up 29 strikeouts and 28 and two-thirds innings of work. 3-2, cut on and missed. And Chavi down on strikes. Well, the first strikeout and the first out for Juan Murillo. The fourth arm used tonight by the Drillers. Ortiz Mayer got it going with 5 innings, allowing 5 earned runs. He's on the hook for the loss. If the Rough Riders are able to hold on, then Antonio Knowles, Ryan Sublett, and here Juan Murillo. There's Hazel Cepeda from the right side, the first offering. Fastball at 99, catches the inner edge. 0-1. Cepeda's reached twice in 3 chances tonight. He's 1-for-2 with a single and a walk. He asks for time and is granted it. The offering runs down and away. Breaking ball. Murillo originally signed with the Dodgers back in 2015. He made his debut in the Dominican Summer League in 2016. He came stateside in Arizona. The pitch misses outside. Again, triple digits, 100 miles an hour with the fastball. And in 2018, he was part of the AZL Dodgers. Right-hander comes set behind 2-2 on Hazel Cepeda in the offering. Smacked a line drive down the right field line. Keith ranging over, and he's there to haul it in. Zavala trying to go second to third, and the throw won't be in time.
Heck of a throw, though.
Yeah, it was certainly a throw. Goodness. And it almost looked like, too, he dropped the ball on the transfer and then delivered a strike. But Zavala was able to get in there. Productive out by Hazel Cepeda, and Scott Capers has another chance to drive it around. He's driven it 2 tonight on a 2-run homer, and that came in the 4th. He's 1-for-3, struck out his last time up. The offering home, breaking ball, runs outside, ball and no strikes. And for Scott Capers, you have to go back to May 18th at Amarillo, but he has now hit in 3 consecutive games. A pitch home. Misses outside. 2-0 advantage for the Rough Riders catcher this evening. Riders leading 5-2 and have an insurance run standing 90 feet away with 2 gone here in the bottom of the 8th. Right-hander kicks and fires. 99 on the outer edge. Ball to strike. 2-1 on the right-handed hitting. Capers. The ball over at third base. He led off the frame with a single. 2-1 on its way. 99 at the top. Just missing the top of that strike zone. And Capers can be selective here. Ahead, 3-1. Murillo offers. And he puts a fastball over the heart of the zone. 97. The softest fastball we've seen from him tonight. Not all that soft. Payoff pitch, the 3-2. Capers cuts and misses, and he's down on strikes. Again, a 97-mile-an-hour fastball. Murillo picks up a pair of strikeouts, and he works around the leadoff base hit by Aaron Zavala. It's no runs on 1 hit. No errors, and 1 stranded for the Riders.
We head to the top of the ninth. The Rough Riders looking to slam the door. Tyler Owens joins us when we come back, as well as Zach Bigley on the mic on the Riders Baseball Network.
Coming to Riders Field on August 25th, Touch a Truck Night, presented by Alpha and Omega Equipment. Kids can enjoy the ball game and also interact with fire trucks, police cars, and more. Thanks to our friends from the Frisco Fire Department and the Frisco Police Department. Don't miss Touch a Truck Night, presented by Alpha and Omega Equipment, on August 25th. Grab your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
Dodge the summer heat with our air-conditioned suites at Riders Field. Entertain clients, celebrate special events, or simply enjoy a ball game with friends and family. The suite life is a perfect way to enjoy your next game at Riders Field. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
The covered wagons at Riders Field offer the experience on the third base line in the comfort of the shade. Located conveniently on the concourse near restrooms and concessions, upgrade your party's experience for your next trip to Riders Field today by calling 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
It's time for the top of the ninth on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
The best bullpen in minor league baseball has lived up to the billing tonight, surrendering just one run so far. Through their three innings of work in Jose Ramos, Brennan Davis, and Jeter Fernandez, 6, 7, and 8 in the order for the Drillers, will face a new arm out of this bullpen. It's Tyler Owens. Boy, has he been good. Came over in a trade in the offseason. The Atlanta Braves, and he has filled in as kind of the closer-ish role for the Rough Riders. It's a save situation for him. First pitch, a swing and a miss, and it's 0-1. Fastball right by him at 99 miles an hour, and that's where he'll be, is in the upper 90s. He'll occasionally touch 100 with that fastball. He deals, swing and a miss. Another fastball burned right by him at 99. It's 0-2. Dane Acker got the start for the Riders today. He went 5, surrendering just one run with 5 strikeouts. Then Reed Burlingmeyer, Robbie Ahlstrom, and now Tyler Owens. The pitch just inside, missing with another heater, and it's 1-2. The Rough Riders have done it with a long ball over the last two games. 1-2, bounced in there. Miss with the cutter. 2 balls, 2 strikes. 6 combined homers, tying their season high in both of the first two games of this series with 3 homers in a game. 2-2, foul back. Middle fastball. Ramos flicked it back to the screen, and still 2 balls and 2 strikes. We'll have game 3 of this series tomorrow between the Riders and the Drillers. It'll be Ryan Garcia on the mound for the Rough Riders. He's 7-4 this year, a 4-1-1 ERA. 2-2 is fouled straight back, and it's still 2 balls and 2 strikes. Jermaine Rosario will take the ball on the other side for Tulsa. Rosario, the Dominican Republic native, is 2-1 with a 3.46 ERA. 2-2. The miss is high. It's been the 8th pitch coming up to Ramos to lead things off in the 9th inning. We're full. First pitch at 7:05 tomorrow. Thursday. Twisted Tee Rowdy at the River. 3-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Got him. Tyler Owens goes to the dirt, picks up the strikeout. One away to begin the 9th inning, and Brennan Davis stands in. Nasty offering on the splitty. The bottom just fell out of it. Brennan Davis, 1-for-3 today, the former Rough Rider. Former major leaguer as well, the pitch. And that's to the bottom of the zone, a strike. It's 0-1. Made his major league debut with the Tigers last year at the end of the season. Davis, 26 years old, originally a Dodgers draft pick. The pitch. He swings and puts it in the air down the right field line, and it twists foul and out of play. It's 0-2. Came over to the Rangers organization in the Yu Darvish deal. Along with A.J. Alexi, Willie Calhoun. It was back in 2017 that trade was completed. 0-2. Just inside. Barely missed with a 98-mile-an-hour fastball. One ball and two strikes. Davis, when he found out he was traded, he was watching MLB Network in the clubhouse of High A Rancho Cucamonga. Dodger affiliate. 1-2. A line drive over Freeman at third and into left field. A two-hit day for Davis as Zavala gets it back in quickly and holds Davis with a long single. Throw back behind him, not in time. A one-out base runner here in the ninth inning. Jainer Fernandez stands in now. 5-2 Rough Riders, bottom of the ninth inning. First offering is in there for a strike, and it's 0-1. Pitch. High, and it's 1-1. Rough Riders with a run in the first, two in the fourth inning, two in the fifth tonight. Three homers. Owens pitches below the zone, and it's two balls and one strike. Cody Freeman, Abimelech Ortiz, Scott Capers. The pitch. Fouled back. Two balls and two strikes now on Fernandez, who's 0-3 today with a fly out to left. Pop out to second. And he grounded back to the pitcher. At the time, it was Reed Burlingmeyer. Two-two. Fouled back, still 2-2. Another update from Arlington. Nathaniel Lowe just homered, and it escalated very quickly. 10-2, Rangers lead it over the White Sox. Letting out a little frustration in their offensive woes this season. And they're about to be just two games back of the Mariners, three back of the Astros if they hold on to this win. 2-2 is fouled back, and it's still two balls and two strikes. That would be awesome. And would more than likely turn them into buyers at the deadline. The pitch is lined on the ground into left field. It's a base hit for Jainer Fernandez. Davis up to second base. Two aboard, one out here in the ninth inning for Bubba Alin. Tying run comes to the plate. 5-2 Rangers. Or excuse me, 5-2 Rough Riders. The Rangers finish off this series with the White Sox tomorrow. A 135-day baseball game, and then they'll be on the road for three against Toronto and three against the Cardinals. Pitch home. Just outside, one ball and no strikes. Not an easy road trip by any means. Toronto's struggling. They're in the cellar in the American League East, but the Cardinals are a few games back of the Brewers in the National League Central. 1-0 misses low, and it's two balls and no strikes. Two aboard, one out here in the ninth inning. Owens looking for a ground ball to end this one. 2-0 is at the top of the zone, a strike. Two balls and one strike on a lead. Who walked back in the seventh. He's 0-2 today. Owens peers back to second base. The 2-1. Swing and a miss. Went to the top of the zone. Two balls and two strikes. just in case Ricky DeVito is playing catch in the bullpen. Owens brings it home. Lined to shallow left center field. It drops in for a base hit. Cepeda up with it in center. They stop the runner Davis at third, and the bases are now loaded. Three consecutive singles. This one a soft looper over the shortstop, Freiner Chavez. Bases loaded. Just one out here in the ninth inning. In the top of the order, due up, it's Alex Freeland. And John Gobel comes out of the dugout, and the pitching coach will go chat with Owens. All right, John Gobel coming out onto the field. I'd like to extend a happy birthday to his daughter, Ivy Grace, who's turning one today. His family's in town. Gobel is back to the dugout. Bases loaded, one out. Top of the ninth inning, Alex Freeland, the batter, 0-for-3 today with a walk. 5-2 Rough Riders. Left-handed batter, Owens the righty. He brings it. Bottom of the zone, a strike with the cutter, and it's 0-1. Owens stretches from the belt. He deals. It's a ground ball back up the middle. Leaks through into center. Base hit. Davis scores. Fernandez around third. He scores without a throw. And it's a one-run game in the top of the ninth inning. Riders now lead it 5-4. Four consecutive singles with one out here in the ninth. Now the tying run is at second base, and the go-ahead run is aboard in the top of this ninth inning. Taylor Young bats. First pitch is a strike. Over the heart of the plate with the cutter. Young 0-for-3 with a single in the sixth. The pitch. Up and in. Missing with the fastball. And it's 1-1. And now DeVito is starting to throw with a little more fervor out of the bullpen for the Rough Riders. Owens the 1-1. Chop to third. Freeman's got it. He dropped it. Tries to tag the runner. And nobody is out. Oh, brother. That could have been an inning-ending double play. Cody Freeman couldn't come up with it, though. And the bases are loaded again. Could have been the game. Freeman, who's been so sure-handed all season at third base, dropped it and then tried to pick it up and tag the runner. Aline coming right by him. Couldn't get him. Bases loaded. E5, first pitch, swing and a miss by Dalton Rushing, and it's 0-1. Rushing a solo homer in the fourth inning. Five-four, Rough Riders lead it. Top of the ninth inning, one out, bases loaded. 0-1. Strike on the outside corner, it's 0-2. A hairy save situation here for Tyler Owens. He would love to get another ground ball right here. He readies from the stretch in the 0-2. Down and in. 1-2. Missing with the fastball. This might be the final hitter that he faces. He's thrown 32 pitches already in this ninth inning. He looks in for his sign. He's got it from Capers. And the 1-2. Got him looking. Cutter at the bottom portion of the zone. Tyler Owens with a big strikeout, and there are two away. His second K, Dalton Keith bats now. And let's see if he'll face Tyler Owens or not. 33 pitches for Owens. Carlos Cardoza remaining at the top step of the dugout. Right on right, the pitch. Swing and a miss, it's 0-1. First pitch cutter from Owens. Eighth man up to the plate in this top of the ninth. 0-4 day for Keith. Owens the 0-1. Swing and a miss, it's 0-2. Another cutter on the bottom outside portion of the zone. Bases loaded. 0-2, two outs. One run game. Riders lead it in the top of the ninth inning. Owens looks in for his sign. He's got it. Stretches in the 0-2. Low and outside. Missing with the cutter. One ball and two strikes. The Rough Riders winning yesterday 5-0, trying to just hang on late and win it 5-4. 1-2. Outside, 2-2. 95-mile-an-hour fastball missing 6-7 inches off the plate. Owens trying to lock it down. 2-2. Swinging a ground ball out to short. Chobby's got it on to second, and that's your ball game. Riders hang on and win it. Got a little hairy down the stretch, but they win it 5-4 over Tulsa. They've taken the first two games of this six-game series. Final score, Riders 5 and the Drillers 4. Luke Bailey has your post-game coverage next on the Riders Baseball Network.
On Friday nights, the Stars won't be the only things big and bright in North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for post-game fireworks every Friday as well as Sundays beginning May 26th. After the game, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
Dodge the summer heat with our air-conditioned suites at Riders Field. Entertain clients, celebrate special events, or simply enjoy a ball game with friends and family. The suite life is a perfect way to enjoy your next game at Riders Field. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
On Saturdays in Frisco, the Rough Riders won't be the only ones rounding the bases.
Gets rid of the helmet around third. He's getting waved home. Here comes the throw. He's safe.
After every Saturday home game, kids can run the bases for free. Presented by Raising Cane's. Run the bases just like the Rough Riders do all season long. Every Saturday at Riders Field. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Ball game over!
The game may be over, but we're not done yet.
What a way to finish!
Post-game coverage on the Rough Riders Baseball Network starts right now.
Back on top Riders Field, Luke Maley with you here on the post-game show. The Rough Riders narrowly squeak it out. Tyler Owens closes the door despite allowing two runs in that top of the ninth inning. The Rough Riders win it by a final score of 5-4. They out-hit the Drillers by one, and that was the difference. Four runs on nine hits for Tulsa. And no errors, 5 runs on 10 hits, and an error for the Rough Riders. They improved to 14-9 and have a firm grasp on this series. 2 games in, they lead it 2-0 in the series. The only meeting between the Dodgers-affiliated Tulsa Drillers and the Frisco Rough Riders this year here at this ballpark. The only other way they could meet is in the championship series. The Rough Riders have already punched their ticket, to the 2024 postseason. The Drillers trying to do so. They sit a couple of games back of Springfield, who already punched their ticket as well in the North Division. So the Drillers right in the heat of things early in this second half. Game of number 93 in the books. The Rough Riders now 58-34, 24 games above 500. The Rough Riders get it done tonight. You look at how we got there. It's Dane Acker who got the win. 4-4 now on the season. Acker going 5 strong. 1-run innings allowing just that 1 run on 2 hits. It came on a solo homer by Dalton Rushing. And the losing pitcher tonight, Orlando Ortiz Mayer, drops to 4-6. Tyler Owens picks up the save. It got close, but Owens locked it down. Seventh save of the year for T.O. The Riders get it done 5-4. You look at the offensive performances again for the second consecutive night. Not only do the Riders go back-to-back, tonight it was Cody Freeman and Abimelech Ortiz who left the yard back-to-back. They did that last night as well, and for a second consecutive evening, they tie their season high with three homers in a game. They've now done it four times, and in back-to-back nights, the Rough Riders get it done with the long ball. Scott Capers homered. That gave the Rough Riders a 3-1 lead in the fourth inning, and then those back-to-back homers in the fifth inning by Cody Freeman and Abimelech Ortiz. Ortiz picked up a pair of hits. He was the only player in the lineup tonight with a multi-hit game, but every single Rough Rider picked up at least one hit. And you got RBIs from Hatcher, Freeman, Ortiz, as well as two from Scott Capers to lead the charge. Liam Hicks scored a run, as did Freeman and Ortiz, and Capers on those homers. And Cepeda rounded out that fifth run, scoring earlier in the ballgame. So the Rough Riders get it done 5-4. They out-hit the Drillers 10-9. All sorts of fun going on the rest of the week. We'll talk about it when we come back on the Riders postgame show.
Need help planning your upcoming group gathering? Treat everyone in your party to premium or bullpen seating options under the North Texas sky at Riders Field. With tickets starting at as low as $12, call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
Riders Field is home to the country's largest water feature in a sports venue, the Lazy River. Whether it's 25 friends or 250, bring your group to the Lazy River at your next Rough Riders game. For solo riders, individual tickets are available on Sundays. And don't forget the 21 and up party every Thursday beginning May 23rd for Twisted Tea Rowdy at the River. Reserve your spot today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
Dodge the summer heat with our air-conditioned suites at Riders Field. Entertain clients, celebrate special events, or simply enjoy a ball game with friends and family. The suite life is a perfect way to enjoy your next game at Riders Field. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
You're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Back on the postgame show, the Rough Riders get it done tonight 5-4, improving to 14-9 and 58-34 overall on the season. It was Dane Acker who earned the win, improving to 4-4. Orlando Ortiz Mayer dropping to 4-6, and Tyler Owens picking up the save. The Rough Riders get it done. They lead the series 2-0, and you look at the matchup tomorrow, 7:05 p.m. first pitch. It's Ryan Garcia taking the hill for the Rough Riders, 7-4 with a 4.11 ERA against the right-hander Jermin Rosario, who is 2-1 with a 3.46. Should be a lot of fun, and the weekend starts early. Tomorrow is a Thursday, which means it's Thirsty Thursday, as well as Twisted Tea at Rowdy at the River, where you can enjoy half-price drinks for Thirsty Thursday, along with some great baseball. And if you're 21 and up and interested, tickets to the Lazy River, just $25. You get access to the Lazy River, including $2 drink specials throughout the evening. And then on Friday, another 7:05 p.m. first pitch. It's Military Appreciation Night here at the ballpark. And you can join the Rough Riders as we honor the men and women who have served or are currently serving our country on Friday. And then finish it off with some post-game fireworks presented by Primrose Schools and powered by Pyro Shows of Texas. Another 7:05 p.m. first pitch on Saturday. It's Corny Dogs with the North Texas Fair and Rodeo. The Rough Riders will take the field as the Frisco Corny Dogs. You can enjoy a fair-filled night here at the ballpark. Fletcher's Corny Dogs will also have a food truck here at Riders Field with plenty of fair treats as well. And then it's a Saturday, which means kids can run the bases post-game, presented by our friends at Raising Cane's. Then we cap off this six-game set with the Tulsa Drillers, a 6:05 p.m. first pitch on Sunday. It's our tribute to the show Seinfeld, A Night About Nothing featuring an appearance from John O'Hurley, who played Jay Peterman on the show Seinfeld. It's a Sunday, which means it's Kids Sunday Funday, presented by Raising Cane's. You can bring the young ones out for kid-centered themes, inflatables, and more. And also want to get in the ballpark early, as 30 minutes pregame are cut out for you to play some catch on the outfield grass, weather permitting. And then on or following the game, Summer Sunday Fireworks presented by Trumu and powered by Pyro Shows of Texas. Should be a ton of fun the rest of the week. Mentioned tomorrow, Ryan Garcia, the right-hander, against another right-hander in Jermyn Rosario. The Rough Riders get it done tonight, 5-4 the final score. They do it with another showing of power. Three homers. They go back-to-back for the second consecutive night. Last night it was Max Acosta and Josh Hatcher and the 2-3 spot in the order. And tonight the 4-5 in the order. Cody Freeman and Abimelech Ortiz do it. Scott Capers adds a two-run homer that put the Riders ahead early in this one. They seal the deal, improving to 2-0. They are in this six-game series against the Dodgers-affiliated Tulsa Drillers. But that wraps us up here on this Wednesday evening. On behalf of my partner, Zach Bigley, I'm Luke Maley, saying thanks for spending your Wednesday evening with us. We hope to catch you back here tomorrow, 7.05 p.m. first pitch. Ryan Garcia and Jermyn Rosario on the hill.
Thank you for listening to another presentation of Frisco Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network. Special thanks to Scott Burchett, Chuck Greenberg, and the rest of the Rough Riders front office staff for their continued support. For more information, visit RidersBaseball.com. Until next time, go Riders! Let's ride!